It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them, your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes & Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Gary Eyes. I'm here with the voice of the Hatchets, and I'm with Coach Jake Durnell. Coach, walk us through some of the changes you've made this week going into the game against North Knox.
Well, during the week, we've really prepped for North Knox's offense. They run a single-wing Veer-style offense, which is hard to prepare for because we don't see it in the Big 8 Conference. We see mostly spread teams. So we've been really prepping the defense, changed up our defensive alignment a little bit to better suit that style of offense. So we really focused on the defense this week. We really got to get these kids off the field on third down because they like to take up the clock. They look to move the ball in 3-, 4-, 5-yard chunks and keep our offense off the field. So we've got to get them off the field on third down. Offensively, Trey is now in his second week with the keys to the offense, so we're going to look to utilize his arm strength. It's raining tonight, so that's not very advantageous for us, but we're still going to try to throw the ball around the field when we do have it and hopefully break some big plays.
Okay, great. And I know, you know, something we talked about last week or just and some of the things we've talked about coming forward are some of the intangibles, you know, which would be, you know, effort, heart, desire, you know, things of that nature. And what are some of the things that you're doing in the locker room or some of the talks you've had with the players throughout the process here of bringing those to the table this week?
Well, we've had a good week of practice. We're upbeat. We're ready to play this game. We know we can compete with North Knox if we put everything on the field. And I just preach to the boys every practice they're playing for each other, nobody else. Nobody else knows what goes on during practice and in the locker room. So we play for each other and we put, you know, 100% on the field, and what happens, happens.
Okay, and tonight's a big night for the seniors, obviously. It's last you know, regular season home game for these seniors. So if you would for a second here, go ahead and talk about our seniors on the team and some of the impacts that they've had throughout their career here at Washington.
Well, first I'll start with Austin Enlow, who dealt with a heart condition this year. So we're glad to have him back, and he'll get a little bit of playing time tonight on senior night. So that's amazing that he got cleared to play. He just got cleared 2 weeks ago, so he's ready to go this week. And then we have Tyler Gilley, who played as a freshman. Sophomore year he got hurt, and then last year he did not play, but he's kind of the heart and soul of our team right now. He gets kids pumped up, and we're glad he's back, and I actually moved him to running back this week, so he'll carry the ball a little bit. And then we have Kane Fox, who is a four-year player. Fox is, you know, he's a great kid. He works hard, and he is starting at center tonight, and he'll also play some defensive line. And then we have Jaden Penley, number 10, who is our captain. He's a four-year starter. He is the heart and soul of this team. As he goes, we go. So hopefully he has a really good game tonight, and we can follow suit.
Okay. Thank you, Coach, and best of luck to you.
The voice of the Hatchets.
16. Welcome to Hatchet Hollow. This is Gary Eisen. I'm joined by Kelly Brashear this week as we're the voice of the Hatchets on Memories 107.9 FM WAMW. We're picking up the game here as we had some technical difficulties. North Knox with the ball. They got the kickoff and returned it to about the 23. Ran one play to the line of scrimmage for 0 yards, and then very next play they throw it downfield down the middle for a 35-yard completion. And now we're looking at North Knox at 1st and 10. On the Hatchet side of the field at the 42. And we resume play as they run the ball up the middle to number 23 for a gain of 1. And now we're looking at a 2nd and 9. And once again, we're sorry for having to pick up the game late here. As we've already started, we had some technical difficulties plugging some things in. So we're back on air, though, and live to go. And we'll jump into the pregame show as we take our first break. But, you know, right now we're going to continue action as North Knox has come out in what appears to be a double tight set with a pistol with one back in the backfield. 2nd and 9, North Knox, as they're taking a delayed snap here. It looks like a long count. He looks to the sideline, getting a new play out to him. And it's whistled for a timeout for North Knox. So we'll go ahead and stay on here and continue because we've missed some of the pregame show, and I've got Kelly Brashear here with me, and we're going to go ahead and jump into our pregame once again, and this will be our prescription shot prescription for success. And Kelly Brashear, what are some of the things that the Hatchets are going to need to do tonight for the prescription shot prescription for success?
Well, some of those things that you normally would do and want to do are going to be somewhat out the window tonight because of the weather. The field is sloppy. Got a lot of brown. We have a lot of brown in the middle of the field from 30 to 30, so the footing is going to be a little bit suspect. But, Gary, I've listened to you and John for the previous 8 weeks, and everything that you guys have said in pregame is right on spot. I think, you know, you got to limit the big plays, especially right off the bat. I think that we have put ourselves in holes early and often in games, and if we can stay away from that, sustain a drive, get the right start, that's going to give the kids the momentum that they need.
And I agree with you, Kelly. As North Knox is back to the line of scrimmage, they've got their double tight, they're back to pass, he's rolling out to the right, hits the flat for a completion, and the receiver breaks the tackle and gets out for about a 12-yard gain for a 1st and 10. And going to our A&R Home Center scoreboard, we're at 9:55 in the first quarter, 0-0. You've got North Knox in their all-white uniforms, the Hatchets in their all-black. North Knox is moving across the field right now as you look at the radio dial from right to left. And here we go. They're back to the line of scrimmage. The Hatchets are shuffling around on
defense.
Looking
a little confused here.
Yeah, we're trying to get our places here. And as they take the snap, quick snap, handoff to the running back up the middle, breaks a tackle, gets out to the right side for about a 3-yard gain, Kelly.
That's a nice job of stepping up on the outside and keeping him somewhat contained. And then, you know, got him by the ankles a little bit and had some help in there for a nice tackle. Gain of 3, I guess.
Yeah, I said 3, and it's almost looking like 4 right now. But, again, you know, from up here, it's hard to see at times, so we're guessing. But right now, it looks like
we're looking at
2nd and 6 yeah. Right now as we're looking at the A&R Home Center scoreboard. As North Knox is now coming out in their first look of having 3 receivers trips to the left side, which would be the Hatchet sideline. Drop back for a pass as the play is whistled dead. I'm not sure what they're calling here, Kelly. We called a timeout by the Hatchets. So this is where we're going to take our first 30-second break, get into some of our sponsors as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley sunglasses, Mack trailers, Rightnower trailers, and much more. Visit them online at BoydTracks.com or call 800-443-3909.
Hi, this is number 38, Tyler Gilley, and you're listening to Hatchet Football on WAMW.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Memories 107.9 FM WAMW. This is Gary Eisen. I'm joined by Kelly Brashear as we took our first time out of the game here for the Hatchets, and we're running out on the field. And Kelly, let's talk about what North Knox has done so far to get the ball in the position that they're in.
Well, I watched a lot of film this week on North Knox, and they're coming out with some different looks on offense. They typically run – well, I'm going to be quiet as they run this play.
That's okay. As they run a jet sweep, fumble in the backfield. Oh, and they got a lucky bounce. It bounced right up to the running back, and he picked it up. That could have been a big turning point for the Hatchets, but we're still looking at a third and short here, Kelly.
Yes, we're looking at about third and a long three.
And you can go ahead, and Kelly, and pick up where you left off there, talking about what they're doing. I know you watched them this week.
What I saw on tape with North Knox is a lot of single wing, double tight end, single wing, kind of a run-and-shoot type of offense. They'll pull backside guards, tackles. They'll even pull a backside 10, and here we go again.
And North Knox is, and they've been lining up in the trips now, and they've got, and you said earlier before this, you know, number 16's at quarterback now, which is, what's his name? That's Reese.
That's Hamelman.
Hamelman, and there's another kid that plays quarterback as well. And
then Keegan Thomas.
And we haven't seen Gavin Doan, number 24, who seemed to be.
And Gavin does everything for them. He has over 1,500 all-purpose yards this season, by far their biggest offensive threat. But I haven't even seen him on the field yet tonight.
No, I haven't seen him on the field neither, Kelly. So, you know, again, let's, you know, we try to look and try to get you guys prepared and tell you what we see throughout the week too, and then they come out and give us a totally different look, which, you know, you got to believe too, Kelly, if they're on some things, fine-tuning things to get ready for sectionals, which starts next week.
Yes, and in talking to Coach Durno earlier in the week, they have ran all year long that single wing look, and then last week they bust out in a true spread look against North Davies. So this doesn't surprise me, I guess. Now they're in that single wing look.
Yep, now they come in a single wing. It's direct snap to the running back, number 23, and 23 is Cole Richter as he gets the first down with about a, looks like an 8-yard run. They had basically, it looks like three in the backfield, Kelly, and direct snap to the running back as, you know, 16 became a blocker for him there. And now 16's back at quarterback. They're hurry back to the offense here, getting a snap. Looks like another direct snap to 23 as he is running straight behind the guard and picking up some big yards again. That's close to a first down.
It's just student body right, student body left.
So is there even a quarterback in there, Kelly? Because I can't see numbers from up here at times. Yeah, there he is. There's 16.
16, yes.
So he becomes a blocker in that when they do that direct snap.
Yes. It's almost like it is an ISO.
And they have three in the backfield right now. You've got 23, you've got 16, and I can't tell the other number. I'm wondering if that's not Doan. He gets a direct snap straight up the middle. Straight ahead for about 2 yards.
That was Richter again, correct? 23.
Well, you know what, Kelly? I'm looking out there. Is there not two number 23s on the field right now?
Can't be.
Well, I wouldn't think so either, but it 22 and 23. Okay. So there's a 22. As we're both confused, because I thought we'd see Doan as well. So they're back in the same set. Direct snap to 23. Up the middle, trying to ground and pound for the 1 yard for the first down. Let's see if he got it, Kelly. That was a third and about a foot.
I think he got it. We stuffed it pretty well there,
no,
but I think
I'd say Washington did a very good job there as far as stuffing the run and being ready for it, because, you know, they're not running outside.
Right. He got that 1 yard that they needed.
They're testing us up the middle right now. So North Knox with a very long drive. As I look at the A&R Home Center scoreboard, we're at 6:25 right now in the first quarter, 0-0, and this is still the first drive of the game, eating up the clock.
Yep.
As 23 tries to get outside, as he does around the right side, untouched, but there is a flag, Kelly. There's a flag, which you got to believe that's holding being untouched.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And it is. That's a big play for the Hatchets there to get a holding penalty. As this is going to move North Knox back, you got to believe they may go back to their traditional set now of possibly passing the ball again. As 16 is going to the sideline, Kelly.
If I were them, I would keep giving the ball to Richter. He's a nice little running back.
You know, he's not very big.
No, he's not.
What's he show on the roster?
He is 5'7", 150.
He's not very big, but he's a kid that is, he's lowering his shoulders and finishing his runs. And the thing is, Kelly, he's got some big blockers ahead of him.
Yes, he does. And I'll tell you what, as long as I have seen, you know, for so many years, North Knox play, their running backs always run hard.
Their
kids play hard.
I can remember when they had a Chambers. So this is that quarterback you're talking about, number five.
Number five, who is Keegan Thomas.
Keegan Thomas now a quarterback. So here they are changing up personnel, and 16 lines up as a slot blocking. The handoff to Richter up the middle for only 2 yards. So we're looking at a second goal from about the 11, Kelly.
Boy, if we could hold him a couple more downs and make him try to kick the ball, that would be somewhat of a win for us.
Sure it would, especially with this long drive. You know, again, looking at the scoreboard, the A&R Home Center scoreboard, we're looking at 5:35 right now.
They've
left
used over
in the first
half
quarter.
The quarter.
And this is what you want as a coach. You know, when you come in, if you're a running team, control the clock and continue to get first downs. And, you know, we need a big stop here. They're in trips with one back in the backfield, which is Richter, in the pistol. Take the snap. He drops back for a pass. Are there penalty flags? Do we have a delay of game, Kelly?
Yes, well, at least so.
Let's see what we've got here as the refs are getting together to talk about what they're going to do here.
False start
on the offense. So another big penalty. It's second down and 15 now with 5:20 left in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. So, Kelly, you got to believe that if we're both – looking up here and being armchair quarterbacks, that in my mind, North Knox, they want to run the ball, but right now at this distance, you might see them do a play action with a short yardage pass.
Yes, you might. They have not thrown the ball very much at all this season. 53 times is all they've thrown.
And here they come in a spread, so you got to believe they're going to. Here we go. Straight drop back for a pass, rolling left, looking to the end zone. Ball in the air. The Hatchets have a chance to intercept it.
And we do.
They do.
All right.
A big-time interception, and we just misjudged it from Irvin, but I tell you what, the DB.
Number 8, is it
18? Is it 18? Is that Trey Reed? And I believe it is. That was Penley, number 10. So
was it?
We've got Penley on the interception. Okay. Great job by the senior, as a big play was much needed, Kelly.
And he just kind of floated that up there, and Jaden did a nice job playing center field back there. And stepped up and came away with the ball.
And he did, as our safety Irvin went flying up to intercept it from in front of the receiver and misjudged it. And Penley was back there for the interception. So here comes the Hatchets in our traditional look with two receivers down here by the Hatchets sideline as they run it to Kevin Laguerre out of the end zone, a pitch. As he's got the sideline, he might take it to the house, folks.
Oh,
a game.
Nice
run. Boy, good tackle by number 7.
Good job of blocking out on the edge, too.
Big run as we get excited. What a nice run for the Hatchets as he gets it out to the 27-yard line, Kelly.
So that's
25-yard
run.
That's
a 25-yard run.
For Kevin.
Now fantastic start.
And we've missed Kevin last week in action, so it's nice to see number 30 in the backfield with those wheels. And I tell you what, he just let North Knox know that he's back there in the backfield.
Back into the spread look.
Yep, back to the spread look as we've got Gilly in the backfield next to Trey Reed. Trey Reed takes a snap, quick toss out to the left side to Hardeman. Hardeman following his block. As he gets a couple yards, still breaking tackles.
Good run.
Three guys attempted to tackle him, and finally he gets tackled down with a 2-yard gain. You know, Kelly, the importance of that is we're still able to spread them out and keep them honest when we pass the ball.
Yes, and that was a great second effort by him to keep his legs moving and churning, shoulder pad level down. He got those 2 yards on his own out there.
And he did. And that was, you know, that's what you want, though, as a quarterback, too. Trey's got such a quick release that he gets it out there so quickly that those guys can make a play with it. As the Hatchets are back to the line of scrimmage and trips now.
Trips.
As Kevin's next to him, Kevin gets the handoff. Kevin with a move to get outside.
Get upfield.
We've got a blocker downfield. Nice job blocking downfield. As Kevin runs out of bounds, gets the first down, gain of about 12 on the play. We're looking at the 41-yard line now as the Hatchets have a first and 10 with 3:40 left in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. So, Kelly, we saw some good downfield blocking there by Jacob Mason.
And Jacob's, he's put together well. He does a nice job.
As we've got Mason out wide toward the North Knox sideline. Oh, Gilly slips.
Just get what you can get.
Gilly in the backfield behind Trey was going to get his first handoff, and when Gilly went to take off, he just face-planted, and Trey had no one to hand off to, so Trey just had to tuck it, and he ended up losing 3 yards on the play.
Yeah.
But he did the right thing, Kelly. He tucked it and just had to get what he could.
When you know, that you're trying to give your ball to the halfback or the running back and he falls down, you just, at that point, just turn and get what you can get.
Hatch is coming out with a spread look with Kevin next to Trey in the backfield. Hatch is taking their time. Screen pass out to Penley was dropped. As now we are looking at a 3rd and 13. So, Kelly, we were moving the ball so well, and now, you know, you have one miscue, and it seems like another one. So, we need to get back
now
on track here.
Yeah, we're looking at 3rd and 13.
This is a pretty tough play for our coach, and, you know, being on the sideline, there's not too many 3rd and 10-plus yardage plays that you have in your bag of tricks.
Right.
So, you're looking for your playmakers to make a play here. You got to believe that if you're passing downfield, you take what they give you. As we're in a spread look again, Trey takes a snap. Gilly blocking for Trey in the backfield. Trey with a nice ball, and the receiver stopped his route.
Confusion there. You have two guys in the same area.
And we've seen that a few times this year. And that was Hardeman looking like he was supposed to run a corner route, and he stopped at 10 yards. And Trey really laid a ball out there that, you know, giving his guy a chance. And
boy, Trey Reed has nice mechanics. Big, tall quarterback back there. Looks very confident. Really throws a good ball.
Okay. And here comes the Hatchets out to punt as we've got Holzclaw still taking over duties as a punter, which we saw a lot of this action last week at Jasper. And Holzclaw did well at getting rid of the ball quick, and he gets off with a nice punt typically. So,
well, our regular punter is a little busy this
week. Oh, man, look at that snap. Really high snap, and it doesn't give Holzclaw much of a chance on the punt. He has
48.
To just get rid of it, and we barely get it across 48. Midfield.
46-yard line.
Looks like he's at the 49-yard line. So basically at the midfield, we're looking at about a net of 15 yards on the punt. As North Knox hurries out on the field, so we're not going to take a break here. We're looking at 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's still 0-0 as North Knox is ready to take over their second possession of the ball game from midfield. And it looks like North Knox showing another new look as the quarterback's trying to spread his guy out. Now they're in a spread look with a running back directly behind the quarterback, which is Richter. And he's going to hand off to Richter. Richter bounces it off the right side with a nice hard run.
Yes.
Wow, he lowered his shoulders and just gave
Dalton
Irvin. You
like to see that.
He gave Irvin everything he got, and he got close to the first down, Kelly.
Yeah, you like to see a kid run like that. I just wish it was one of our kids on that carry right there.
So we're looking
at – run hard too.
Oh no, we do. And Kevin, you know, the unfortunate thing on that last drive, right, we talk about all the time, just some miscues and – putting ourselves in a second long, third and long. So here comes North Knox now with, you know, total opposite. They're at second about a foot. So they've got a lot of plays here that they can run from the spread. As he's going to take the snap, drop straight back, looking downfield, throws it to the flat on the right side toward the North Knox sideline, gets him out of bounds at about the 30.
That's 88 again. He's their favorite receiver, plays tight end. And then when they go to that spread look, he'll play the slot. He's a nice receiver. They like him.
And he, you know, ran a 5 yard out and he got 5 more yards after the catch. And one of John's big words is the yak, which is yards after catch. And we're looking at 1:30 left here in the first quarter as North Knox takes no time to get to the line of scrimmage. They're back in the spread. Quarterback calls it from his play band on his arm with a short motion, fake handoff, gives it to Richter up the middle.
It's a good stop.
About a one-yard gain. That's a nice stop by the Hatchets,
yes,
Kelly.
Yes, yes. Linebacker stepped up, filled the hole. The linemen shook off their blocks. Nice little gang tackle right there.
As North Knox is, they all look at their, so the quarterback's looking at his wristband. A couple of the players have wristbands, and I think they signal out to each other what they're going to run as coach is calling it from the sideline. As we have a little second here, I'm going to get into some of the in-game sponsors. The show wouldn't happen without our sponsors, a prescription shop on State Street in Washington. As we take the snap, drop back, he hits a quick route out to the side, and looks like that's a very short gain, Kelly, for about a yard.
And number 88 again. Troy Nolan, he's a 6'1", 175-pound junior. I don't really think that they look a whole lot at anyone else. He's their favorite receiver.
As we're looking at a third and six, there's about 15 seconds left, and North Knox is acting like they're going to run a play here, but you got to believe they're going to take a break, as we are as well. We're going to go ahead and take a 60-second timeout as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom! Dad! We just dropped by to pick up your...
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, John Gear, at 2 East National Highway in Washington for a free insurance review.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Memories 107.9 FM WAMW. This is Gary Eisen. I'm joined by Kelly Brashear. And folks, if you're just now tuning in, we're getting ready to start the second quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're still at 0-0 with North Knox is going to have the ball, third and six at about the 26-yard line. And they're moving on your radio dial from left to right. And real quick, I'm going to jump into a few of the sponsors. You've got your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated, Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. As North Knox is getting to the line, wasting no time, they come out with no huddle every time, Kelly. We're looking at a double tight back to where they were at the start of the game. Handing off to Rick, fake handoff to Richter as he rolls out, throws it up. Trey Reed there. Oh, he misjudged it. Number five into the end zone.
Trey was right there with him. He just misjudged it.
Which is Keegan Thomas, who plays quarterback.
Yes.
Just caught the touchdown pass from number 16. And Trey was right there, Kelly. And
it was great coverage.
You know he wants that one back. He jumped it a little too soon.
He just misjudged it a little bit. And
man.
They came up with the touchdown.
We could have had an interception.
Yes.
Instead, North Knox is on top now, 6-0 with the first touchdown of the game. And it looks like they're going to go for two here as they're all looking at the wristbands. And they're going to go right to the directs. No, it's number 16 in the backfield, Kelly, as they're wadded up. No, it's direct snap to 23, so I was thinking correctly. He runs it left.
Oh,
wow, what a tackle.
Stop.
Wow,
who stepped
what
up in
a
there?
Hard tackle. That looks like Gilly's out there. And it looks like Dalton Irvin was part of that tackle along with Gilly.
That was a really good stop. They ran the student body left again,
yep,
where they pull backside, and they have two receivers lined up tight to the tackle there. Also lead blocking, and we did a nice job of shedding the blocks and coming up and making that stop.
Wow.
That's big.
Oh, no, that was a real big play because now, anytime you can keep an extra point off the scoreboard. Now we're looking at 11:51 in the second quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. You have North Knox with six and Washington with zero as Washington's prepared to receive the kickoff for their second possession.
And Kelly, let's talk about this real quick. On the first drive, we right off the bat got Kevin the ball for a nice 25-yard run. You got to believe Kevin's going to be involved on this drive.
I would think so. You know, we moved the ball at times very well, but then we put ourselves in bad situations with penalties and
You're fine. This is Julius Hardiman with the return as he fields it at the 5, gets out to the 20 as the Hatchets are going to take over. Go ahead, Kelly.
But I was going to go back to what I said in the pregame, and that is that this is the start that we've needed. Yes, we're down 6-0, but they didn't score until the second quarter. Yes, they've moved the ball on us, but we've moved the ball on them. So instead of, you know, getting down 14, 21 points early in the game, we've made it a game, and that's given our kids a little bit more confidence.
Sure it has. So Hatchets come out. Looks like trips toward the Hatchets sideline as you've got Kevin in the backfield with Trey. Kevin's going to get the handoff, running it toward the Hatchets sideline, getting outside.
And
he slips and falls, and there's a flag thrown, too, right at Penley's feet, as Penley was the lead blocker. You got to believe there was a holding there, Kelly.
Yes. Threw it right at the wide receiver's feet. Number 10, Penley.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that, yep, it is holding.
So the unfortunate thing here, and you hit it on the head a little bit ago when North Knox had the ball, their running backs, they get going and they lower their pads. There's no shiftiness as far as trying to stop and make a cut and make a move. And Kevin sometimes gets his light feet going, and they slide right out from underneath him.
Yeah, this field's not doing him any favors tonight. It's sloppy.
Well, and they've got to know that, right, Kelly?
Right,
you got
to
get your yards. So
yes,
we're looking at spread now. Gilly in the backfield blocking as Trey, quarterback draw, and it looked like that was drawn up play. So because we were looking at a 1st and 17 there, so now we're looking at 2nd and 10. So getting back to the original line of scrimmage, not a bad play there for Trey to dip it up and go, and that was a design play.
Yes.
And it looks like, so we're looking at North Knox, Kelly. What are they giving us, a 4-4,
well,
cover 3? Is that what they're giving us?
It's actually a 3-4, but they have walked the outside linebackers up on the line, which makes it look like a 5-2.
Almost a 5-2 look.
Yeah,
as Trey's rolling out right, looking for a receiver downfield, slings it to the sideline out of bounds as we're going to look at a 3rd and 10. There were no receivers open.
Hey, that's what you do. You come back to live another down, so – he sprinted, Trey sprinted out to the right side of the field and didn't find anyone open, so he just got rid of it, and now we go to 3rd down.
And that's not a bad decision.
No.
Normally you get a younger quarterback wanting to try to show his arm strength and throw it downfield, and you know, that was the right decision right there. You live to see another down.
I like what I'm seeing from Trey. I think he's maybe a little bit more mature beyond his years and experience. You know, he's – this is the only 2nd game this year that I know of that he's been at quarterback. So he looks poised back there. He doesn't look rattled at all. The quarterback draw 2 plays ago, ran it hard, picked up 7 yards. He might be, the quarterback of the future.
Oh, I believe he is. And you know, we're looking right now at the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're at 10:41 left in the second quarter. North Knox 6, Washington 0. Trey pitches out to Kevin. Kevin looking for some room on the outside. Breaks 2 tackles. He's still going. Kelly, he's up the sideline. Are they going to get him?
No, they're not.
He breaks the tackle. Kevin showing off his speed as 88's giving him chase and gaining him. But Kevin to the end zone for a touchdown.
Wow, Kelly. What a fantastic run. Great second effort. Great second effort because I thought they had him stopped at the line of scrimmage and he broke 2 or 3 tackles for that score.
80-yard touchdown run for Kevin. And I tell you what, Kelly, what you just said, you hit it on the head at the line of scrimmage. There were 3 guys there, and he scored it out right between all of them. And then a guy on the sideline had a shot. And Kevin, pure determination.
That's
was
fantastic.
Not going to be denied on that play.
Now, let's put this extra point in there and go up 7-6.
What a play, guys. So we're looking at the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 10:24 left here in the second quarter. We're at 6-6 as we're prepared to do the extra point. And Holzclaw is getting set up here to get a good kick. Hopefully he can keep his footing and put it through the uprights as we'll take the lead here, Kelly. Snap down.
Get
kick is up, and it is good from here. Let's see.
Yes.
And finally, the signal.
All right.
Kelly, we're looking at 7-6. The Hatchets take the lead with 10:24 left here in the A&R Home Center scoreboard in the second quarter. We're going to take a 60-second timeout as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Jeep Adventure Days continue now at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a new 2019 redesigned Jeep Cherokee, featuring up to $4,000 of rebates and starting as low as $22,708. The new 2018 Grand Cherokees have up to $5,000 of rebates and start as low as $35,647. Create your next adventure now with a new Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee. And don't forget the great selection of Jeep Wranglers during Jeep Adventure Days. Take advantage of big savings and great rebates at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Would you worry about unpaid bills if you were to be hurt and unable to work? If you become sick or injured, how would you buy food, pay the mortgage, and meet your living expenses? Hi, I am Lacey King with Thompson Insurance in Washington. A disability income policy can help you replace a part of your income should prolonged sickness or disability destroy your earning power. Call or stop by our office today to see how simple and inexpensive the security for you and your family can be. 812-254-1987.
It's number 44, Kane Fox. Back to you on WAMW Radio.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Okay, 4-5. Welcome back to Hatchet Hollow. As we are just presuming play, the Hatchets kick the ball off. And it is fumbled by North Knox as he's running forward, Kelly, and we just recovered the ball.
Momentum. Mr. Momentum. This is great. Getting that turnover, great coverage there. Nice job of getting on the ball. You know, it's still spitting a little bit of rain out here, and that ball's going to be slick. The field, obviously, we've talked about that, is nasty, and just couldn't hold on to that ball. And the Hatchets did a nice job of recovering the football.
Very nice job. So this is Memories 107.9 FM WAMW. This is Gary Isaac, joined by Kelly Brashear, as we're looking at 10-17 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington Hatchet 7, North Knox 6 here in the second quarter as we just recovered the kickoff.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked and let Taylor's Two Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
And this is Memories 107.9 FM WAMW. This is Gary Isaac, joined by Kelly Brashears. We're picking up again in the game. It looks like we're still having some difficulties with connection, but the Hatchets had the ball on the 30, and I'm not sure where listeners were lost, so we'll just recap. They threw the ball downfield, and it was intercepted at about the 2-yard line by North Knox. North Knox, from there, ran a couple plays. They're looking at a first and 10 right now at the 15-yard line, as there's a penalty flag on the field, and we're trying to figure out where we're at now. It looks like that's on North Knox. They're going to back him up even more, as we're going to be looking at a first down and 15 or 20, it looks like, Kelly.
Looks like
first and 20. First and 20 here with 7 minutes and 32 seconds left here in the second quarter. Hatchets on the scoreboard have 7, North Knox 6. As we're looking at first and 17, as North Knox is in the backfield here in the pistol, and they're going to take the snap as they do an end around with number 16, who was playing quarterback, and he gains about 3 yards.
Yeah, so now they have Keegan Thomas, number 5, back there.
Boy, they move kids around
yes,
everywhere.
Yes, they do.
They keep it interesting, as we do, too, with our connection tonight. And I do apologize, folks. I promise it's neither of our fault. This is looks like the equipment is acting up tonight, which of all nights, of course, with me and Kelly taking over. So, again, we're looking
at... So you're saying that's my fault?
No, I'm not. Not at all, buddy. So we're looking at 650 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Third and a long 11.
Third and 11. This is a huge play for the Hatchets as North Knox is prepared to take the snap with a handoff up the middle
all
by
right.
North Knox. So now they only gained about 3 yards, Kelly. We're fourth down, and you got to believe they're going to punt.
Oh, on their own 17, 18, I would think they would.
Hey,
that was Doan carrying the ball right there. He's fine.
Not sure. Maybe he was serving a one-quarter suspension or something. Who knows?
I don't know.
But, yeah, it was kind of odd that Doan was sitting out considering he's got 1,500 all-purpose yards this year. So as North Knox is going to be prepared to punt here with 6 minutes left on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Are we not going to put in? Okay.
The Hatchets have 7, North Knox 6 here in the second quarter. And it looks like the time is going to run out. They just got a delayed game, but there's no flags, Kelly. Not sure what's going on here. Do they not see that?
We're looking at that had to be at least 30 seconds.
Right? Oh, almost blocked, Kelly.
Short kick.
Very short kick toward our sideline. Oh, it takes one heck of a bounce. Gets it about midfield.
49-yard line we're going to take over. So, what I was saying, we stop them on downs. We make them punt from deep in their territory, their own territory, and we're going to take the ball over again at their 49-yard line. So, all is not lost there.
No, the interception did not hurt us, and I don't mind the play call at all. I think it was a great play. And for listeners that weren't, if we lost you during that, Trey dropped back and had a good read. It was actually Penley running a post from the slot position across field, and their safety just made a very nice play on the ball, Kelly.
Yes, yeah, he did. He really came up hard, and like I said, he attacked the ball at its highest point, did a nice job.
As we're looking at trips here, we've got Jacob Mason out wide on the trip side with Julius and Penley, and then we've got Memorine down here low as Kevin gets the handoff to the right side. Got about 5 yards. That was a good run there. Kevin didn't look to dance, and I think he'd figured something out here when he's running the ball, Kelly.
Yes. One of those nights where you're doing too much dancing out there. You want to plant that outside foot and get up the field.
And there's a flag that we didn't see. Oh, man. It looks like that. What did they call here? Illegal use of hands against Washington.
Illegal use of hands, yeah.
So that's going to negate the run that we just got. So they're stepping the play off here as Kevin's coming to the sideline to take a breather, it looks like. Now we're going to be looking at about a first down and 17.
What do you pull out of your playbook there, first and 17?
I say we just continue to ground and pound and get yards here before we take a shot and put ourselves too bad here. As we're looking at it looks like a new offensive set as Julius is in motion.
Sweep.
Gets a jet sweep, trying to get outside.
Cut it inside,
and he doesn't cut it inside. Oh, that's a late hit on the sideline. Wow, they didn't call that, Kelly.
That was late. He was out of bounds already.
Holy cow, that was real late as Julius did not lower his shoulder pads and was running straight up and down with a kid tackling him from behind, and the safety came in and just gave him all he had, Kelly. Out of bounds. That's onto the track.
That's only Julius's third carry. I think I would maybe give them a little more dose of him.
As we're looking at now, second and 15, Kelly. We gained 2 yards there, but we were both seeing it.
Oh,
wow, look at this offensive
here.
Set. As we only have 2 linemen, a center with memory next to him, offensive line set over here to the side. As that's a flag on North Knox, it looks like, Kelly. As, boy, what would you call that formation?
Remember the old A-11? That wasn't A-11, but
yes.
It kind of reminds me of that.
Well, it reminds me of when the Colts did it, where the receiver snapped the ball and wasn't supposed to.
Yes.
But I don't think we're going to see that, Kelly. But
no, I don't think so.
We had a center, though, and then we had Memorine, which is next to the center, which would be a receiver on that side. And all the other linemen are lined up 5 yards out toward the Hatchet sideline, almost setting up a screen, and Penley, it was quarterback, so I think it's one of those he reads it. If the quick screen's there, you do it. If they don't give enough guys over center, you run the ball.
And we did get the snap off after the dead ball foul came out, and it looked like Trey was going to throw this quick screen over here.
And we've got second and 10, Julius in motion. Now Kevin getting the ball. Uh-oh. As he's fumbling the ball.
Get on it. Okay.
Goodness gracious, he fell on the ball. Wow. As... you know, it's wet out there, and it looked like that hit Kevin right in the stomach, and he pitter-pattered with it, and then it hit the ground. And, boy, you hate seeing that because we had a second and 10. We finally got ourselves back to a manageable down, and now we're at third and 11,
third
Kelly.
Third and 11.
What do you think we'll see here, Kelly?
I would say attack the outside, or you're going to maybe throw some short pass, maybe a quick screen of some sort.
As Reed is back to throw, looking deep, has some time, rolls out right, throws it incomplete to the sideline. As when I said he had time, boy, it sure did close up pretty quick, Kelly.
Yes, it did.
Daggone it, he was looking downfield, and we thought we actually had some time for him to actually set it and throw, and that was, we had 3 Washington linemen around 1 North Knox defensive lineman getting through there.
Okay, so we're going to punt from the 50-yard line. Oh, we have a flag, Gary?
Oh, intentional grounding.
He wasn't outside the hash, so.
Daggone it.
He was right there, but he
wasn't see that. He knew he was getting sacked, and, yeah. You know, we talk about a young quarterback, he knew to get rid of the ball. The unfortunate part, like you said, for people at home with the rules, you've got to be outside. Is it tackle or outside the hash?
Well, I think, and I've been wrong before, but I know in college and in pro it's outside the tackle.
Okay.
I'm thinking outside the hash in high school.
Okay, and I think you're right. That's why I wanted you to chime in on that, because I think you are right. As we're looking at the A&R Home Center scoreboard, there's 4:23 left here in the second quarter. It's the Hatchet 7, North Knox 6, as we're prepared to punt the ball. Seen a lot of penalties thrown here in the first half, Kelly.
Especially in the second quarter, there have been a lot on both sides.
Now, let's see if we get a better snap here.
Let's get it.
That was a lot better snap. Holzclaw has time and gets it off. Nice punt directly to the returner, though, and he's going to have some time. As he's 45, 50, 40, cuts it across the field, Kelly, and
goodbye.
He's got daylight, and there is a flag, though,
a
on the field.
They missed a block, or there's maybe a, they did get it.
There's a – there. Gosh darn it, Kelly,
and
then we retaliate. Julius Hardiman, why? I hate seeing that, guys.
We had the flag that we wanted, and then Julius retaliated and grabbed the kid.
Oh, I hate seeing that because there's a flag on the field. The referees see it. They're doing their job. And the kid's going in for a touchdown, and
okay,
Julius
so
gets up and retaliates.
Do these
I
offset?
I think it's going to have to come back,
and
because it was before the touchdown, so they can't. You know, yeah, he retaliated, but that's going to be an unsportsmanlike on Julius as well.
There are 3 flags on the field, Gary.
There's 4.
Oh, there's 4 flags.
Every rep out there.
I'm losing my eyesight in
well,
my old age.
And, anyway. Kelly, it's easy to see when a kid's running for a touchdown and there's 2 kids in the middle of the field.
Yes.
And, you know, our kid retaliates and swings them down to the ground. So.
And I made it a special point to not watch the runner, to watch the players in the middle of the field. It is illegal use of hands, but it is on the
Boy, let's see what shakes out from this, Kelly. I'm really not even sure. I tell you, in all my years of coaching and all your years coaching, there's an awful lot of flags.
Are we going to No, it looks like we're on defense.
So it looks like it's going to
– Now
– We are going to re-kick.
Yes, we are. I thought it was, since that was
wow.
offsetting so, penalties, then you have to take away the touchdown and replay
wow.
that down over.
So
we lucked out.
We did luck out there. That was a touchdown. Now you got to believe Coach said, Holes call, that's a great punt, but let's not kick it directly to number 88 and let him just catch it and run with it because he had a full steam ahead, Kelly.
And let's be smart when something happens that you don't like.
With a high snap, slow high snap, Holzclaw gets it off, kicks it down the middle, and it takes
yes.
a great bounce. Let
Keep
it
going.
Go, guys.
Keep going.
As,
all right.
As we down the
23.
Ball at the 23-yard line, a big change of events there, Kelly. It went from them having a touchdown to having the ball at the 23 with another flag on the field as Julius is slow to walk off with his helmet unsnapped as he kept jawing with the referee. You'd really hate if this was called on Julius again as they're pointing to him right now. Kelly, if that's too unsportsmanlike, is there anything that happens to him as far as in the game as a player?
I don't know. Is that an ejection?
That's what I'm wondering. Here comes the ref walking to the sideline. And I'm wondering what's going to happen here as we would hate to see this, but I mean, again, we talk about being a young team.
But you have to keep your temper.
You've
got
to keep your head. The unfortunate part is, guess what, Kelly, and we talk about this all the time in our coaching days, and I know you reiterate this a bunch. The first guy normally doesn't get caught, but the guy that retaliates gets caught.
Yep. So he's ejected.
He has been ejected.
See, that doesn't help.
Julius Hardeman is now walking over to our locker room as he has been ejected from the game, and you never want to see that happen to any players. And I tell you what, it's unfortunate, too, because he's a younger player, and this has got to be a learning moment for him.
It has to be, and what hurts is he's a big part of this football
team. Oh, absolutely. He's one of our standout defensive players, and offensively he's one of the guys that's always in motion, either getting a fake or getting the ball or setting up blocks.
Yep. Unfortunate.
And, you saw it coming because he got the penalty early on, and that's where, you got to believe the coaches said something to him at the sideline before he went back out there. But, boy, I
would hope so.
I just wonder if he didn't get the message loud and clear. So –
Well,
and now here's what's going to hurt him is next week's sectionals. He's ejected from this game, but does he have to serve two-quarter suspension now?
I believe it.
It's four.
Again,
it four quarters.
I've been wrong, but I think he would have to. He would have to sit the first half next
boy,
week.
Boy, oh boy, that's unfortunate. As North Knox takes the snap, handing off to Doan's. Now we're going to see Doan. Look at him run, Kelly. Wow, that's a big difference. He got 6 yards.
He's a nice player.
He carried a guy on his back, and you got to believe without Julius out there now, too, they're going to take advantage of that, Kelly.
As I was watching film this week, Gary, Doan reminds me of Nick Williams and Joe McCormick in that he has that same type of build, same stature, and he's not big on cutting.
Wow.
He likes getting downhill.
He likes being physical, huh?
Yes, he does. He's not afraid of contact.
As North Knox takes a snap, he drops back to pass, throws it downfield.
That's good
as
defense.
We're there. Nice defense
yes.
by J.P. Jaden Penley there on the plate and almost get an interception with one hand as it falls to the ground. Very nice play by J.P. as we're going to look at now a third down and three, Kelly. And there's
third.
A flag on the field again. Holy cow, there's been a lot of flags, Kelly.
Yes, there has. Too many.
Man, that's all the way over there by their sideline, so that was hard to see. It's at the 50-yard line, which shows it's downfield. So they're calling over a Washington over JP to talk to him, so you know it's on North Knox. As we are looking at a third and three, we'll see what happens here after this penalty if we accept it. It looks like we're going to move them back.
I like third and eight a lot better than I do third and three.
Will it be second? Are they going
back
to
second?
Oh, they're
going back to second. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so we take the yardage there.
Yes.
Let's see if this pans out in our favors. We're going to look at a second down and eight from the 40-yard line, the North Knox 40-yard line. With 3:17 left here in the second quarter, it is 7-6. Your Washington Hatchets with the lead.
as they take the snap and straight up the middle.
Nice.
Kelly, that penalty worked out in our favor, buddy. We stopped him at the line of scrimmage.
Yes. As who was that that stuck his
Gilly
nose in
gets
there?
Up. Gilly, one of our seniors, coming up with a big tackle up the middle. Great play by the Hatchets.
Need to see some more of that right there.
As we're going to get a timeout here, we're going to go ahead and take a 60-second timeout as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Fall harvest is underway in our area. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy, reminding you to be cautious of slow-moving vehicles, large implements, and farm trucks on the roads around you. Farmers are our livelihood, and so are you. We need all of you to keep our country moving forward. So watch your speed, keep your lights on, and be aware of your surroundings. Let's do our part to make this a safe and fruitful harvest for everyone.
Freddy Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated, fueling your everyday life.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Built Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Bill Dobson Ford!
The voice of the Hatchets!
Welcome back to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW. This is Gary Isaac, joined by Kelly Brashear. As North Knox is already set to go, taking the snap, dropping back, looking downfield. Got a receiver over the middle, and it looks like he caught the ball, Kelly. That was a big play on his back as he caught the ball for a 25-yard completion as we had a third and eight right there, Kelly.
Number nine, Lee Endicott, 5'10", 145 senior. Don't throw to him a whole lot, but that was a nice catch.
Man.
Well, how many did they get on that?
I think Jacob Mason would want that one back because he was running with him, trailing just a little bit too far behind him. Couldn't get there to make the play, and the North Knox receiver slipped and fell and caught it on his back. What a catch. As North Knox is at the line of scrimmage, like I said, they line up at the line, and the quarterback looks at his wristband to call the plays, gets his guys in their spots and trips toward the North Knox sideline. Taking the snap, looking to pass, Kelly. I can't believe they're passing so much as they roll out to the right. Quarterback sees a little bit on the edge.
Smart. There we go.
Looks like he lost some yards. Great play by the Hatchets defense.
Nice job. Good coverage downfield. Didn't have anyone to throw to. Nice pursuit.
As we're looking at a second and 10. Second and 10. So he got back to the line of scrimmage from there. Looks like from the Hatchet 37-yard line as you're moving your radio dial from left to right, North Knox moving the ball. North Knox at the line of scrimmage, they're all looking toward their sidelines. The coach calling it from the side as they're all looking at wristbands now. Linemen are sharing wristbands with one another. And, boy, this is a new look, too, with the wing.
Well, this is their single wing look. This is
and
what they
look at their
run.
Quarterback now, Kelly. Number five's back in there at quarterback. Yep. And there's a penalty flag. Looks like delay a game. All right.
Well, good, because they didn't catch that a few
plays
ago.
Oh, my goodness. That was a long time at zero. Maybe they didn't reset it, and that's why they didn't call it earlier. But
now, this offense that they just lined up in, double tight, wing, this is what they have ran most of the season.
So for listeners at home, what a double tight wing is, you've got two tight ends, one on each side, and you've got a wing which is actually turned, pivoted in, looking at the quarterback and pistol with
same
a running
formation.
Back next to him. So they've actually got three guys in the backfield with the quarterback.
Linemen are foot to foot. They just want to run it up inside.
We got early movement by North Knox. Boy, they're really
hurting
themselves.
They're going the right way, aren't they?
Second down and 16, and with another penalty, we'll move them back some more, Kelly. We'll take a second and 21.
We'll take that.
As we're looking at the A&R Home Center scoreboard, we've got 2:22 left here in the second quarter. Your Washington Hatchets with 7, North Knox with 6. As they march off another penalty, and Kelly,
I was never smart enough to have a play drawn up for second and 21.
Well, I'd say, you know, your goal would be to get half of it here, to have a manageable third and 10.
So don't get greedy.
Hatchets need to be smart and know the count here because I could see them being tricky.
Yeah. Same formation.
North Knox ready to take the snap as we're looking at blitz. As we do blitz, getting pressure from the outside, rolls him out to the right, throws downfield. Oh, and our DB, Trey Reed, slipped and fell.
And who is that? Number 16. Quarterback 16. To quarterback for a completion. Wow. For a first down, Kelly.
Wow. And again, Trey was there, but he slipped at the last set. And they were able to come up with
which, you know, 16 slipped too, but he caught it while he was down with one knee. Good thing he caught that standing. He was going to score because Trey was on the ground.
Well, that was a good second and 21 play.
Yeah, go on. First and 10. As they give it to Doan, running behind tackle, gaining about 5 yards on the play. And they're in the red zone now, down to about the 15-yard line, 16-yard line. Second and 5 from the 16-yard line as North Knox wastes no time back into their glob look as direct snap to Doan. Doan trying to get the edge, has the edge. Getting a first down, he's going toward the end zone, and we tackle him.
Down about to the 1-2?
Two or one, yeah. Wow, what good blocking there, Kelly, as they did the wad, and somehow, you know, where's our outside contain? Corners are getting in a little too tight on that.
We have to have somebody that is, like you said, has to be in contain mode out there to turn it back inside. They do a nice job. Their linemen, for as big as they are, they do a nice job of pulling and get out in front.
I was going to say that. I saw a lot of pulling there, Kelly. I couldn't tell you who it was, but they had student body right, as you got to believe they're going to do the same thing, which they run straight up the middle, direct snap, 23 in for the touchdowns.
23.
As we're looking at 1:36 left here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard in the second quarter, now we're looking at North Knox with 12, the Hatches with 7.
Minute 36 to go.
As you've got to believe, they're going to go for 2 again here to put them up by 7 if they can. So this is a big play for the Hatchets.
You know, Gary, in watching film, I remember now that I did not see them with a kicker all year.
Which they didn't kick the ball very well in the kickoff. As 16's at quarterback. Handing off to Doan. Doan around the right side. Where's our outside as we're chasing him? And great play. Who was that out there? Kelly is on our sideline. Trey Reed with a heck of a play.
Comes up from the safety spot. Nice stop.
We're going to take a 30-second timeout as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is number 10, Jaden Penley. You're listening to Hatchet Football on WAMW.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Hatchet Hollow as you're listening to Gary Issa and Kelly Brashear. And we're looking at 1:36 left here in the second quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Go.
It's North Knox 12, Washington 7. As we receive the kickoff, it's JP running the ball and carrying about 4 or 5 guys. Look at him still going,
wow,
Kelly.
Wow, looked like a rugby scrum.
And we kept pushing him, and you're exactly right, Kelly. I was going to say that. It looked like rugby out there.
That's a nice return.
5 guys and 5 of our guys pushing on JP for 5 more yards as we get it out to about the 37. We're on the Hatchet's 37-yard line, Kelly.
Now we have to – we got to go a little fast here. We got a minute 25 before halftime.
Yep.
We need to, if we're going to throw the ball, maybe attack the sideline, get what you can get out of sight, get outside. We've used 1 timeout, I believe.
Yep. And you hit it on the head. It's take what you can get. Let's not force it. We've used 2 timeouts.
2 timeouts.
So here we are in trips as the referee signals to go, and Trey is ready to take the snap. As he flips it out to Kevin Laguerre. Kevin has a little bit of the edge on the right side. Gets the first down. Is it? Oh, he cut it back inside, Kelly, being young again. He fought for 2 more yards, but that's where you'd like to hope. Get the first down, just get out of bounds.
Yep.
Because now the clock, which you're gonna, they're going to hold it till they
set the chains.
Set the chains here. But we're looking at 1:14 left here in the second quarter. Still 12-7. North Knox.
Hurry up.
Has
get
advantage
the play call,
as we're at midfield. We'll just call it at the midfield because we're just barely over the 50 right now.
Well,
as we're coming out, the clock starts. We're at 1:05 right now as Hatchets need to get in hurry-up mode. as we've got motion by Irvin. Trey takes a snap with a handoff to Gilly, which gets us nowhere. We lose 2 yards, Kelly, and now the clock is just, it's our enemy at this point.
Yes, it is.
We're down to 50 seconds. Oh, there's a flag as Gilly went to get up, and it looked like he got pushed down on his back, and Gilly wisely just stands up and doesn't get involved, Kelly.
Now, that's the way you should react to that.
That's
because if he retaliates, like we said earlier, he's the one that gets caught.
And that's being smart. He's a senior, Kelly. And
hopefully your seniors would do that.
Hopefully, you know, Coach reiterates this in films to Julius and Julie. You know, again, it's a learning point, So that is a huge penalty as we had it at the 50. Marches off 15 to put us at the 35 now, Kelly, with 48 seconds left here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. North Knox 12, Washington 7, right before half.
48 seconds is still a lot of time if you use it the right way.
And we've got some – we got a timeout by North Knox, so let's go ahead and take a 60-second timeout as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM WAMW.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
As we come back to Hatchet Hollow, the Hatchet score a touchdown, and we'll recap it real quick because that was a very fast play. So they took the snap, flipped it out to Kevin Laguerre. Kevin, acting like he's running a toss, stops, throws the ball downfield. Was that Jacob Mason on the touchdown? I believe it was.
I think it was.
Wide open as he had pick and choose who you wanted to throw to. Two guys wide open for the Hatchets. Huge play, Kelly, as we're looking at 35 seconds left here in the first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We take the lead once again, 13-12, as we're prepared for the extra point.
Coach Durnell, nice call.
As they've seen Kevin try to get to the outside, they came up to stop him, and nice throw by Kevin. Set the ball down, kick is up. Kick is good.
All right.
As we're looking at 14-12 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 35 seconds left here in the first half, we're going to take a 30-second timeout as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve, with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
The voice of the Hatchets!
Welcome back to Hatchet Hollow as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM WAMW. I'm Gary Isaac, joined by Kelly Brashear. And Kelly, we just took the first, well, not our first lead, but we just recaptured the lead 14-12 with a touchdown pass from Kevin Laguerre to Jacob Mason on a 35-yard touchdown pass.
And here you go. Here you go again. Mr. Momentum. We got it back. We've got the momentum going in, barring anything funky happening here. But
as Holzclaw kicks it off, North Knox fields it cleanly up the middle. He's got some daylight as he breaks a tackle. Oh, boy, as the Hatchets make a game-saving tackle. Mason's in on the tackle there. Boy, what a run back, and that's what North Knox wanted. Now there's 26 seconds left as they get it back down to the Hatchet 32-yard line, Kelly.
Gosh, I opened my mouth too soon.
Darn it, yeah.
Dang. I opened my mouth too soon.
And that's where you know, I just wonder, I know Holzclaw, you know, hasn't done a whole lot of the kicking duties, but that's where a squib kick comes in handy there, where you can't field it cleanly, and he kicked it directly to the returner getting a full head running steam that filled it.
He did. He caught the ball going downhill, and he was running full speed right up the middle.
Spread formation. Who's the core 16s at quarterback right now? As we're trying to keep up with this.
Another
Reese Hamelman.
Another
and there
stoppage.
Is a penalty flag. Is there a penalty flag or just stoppage?
Offsides.
Oh no, it's on the Hatchets. Hatchets lining up offsides. As we're looking at a first down and 5 with 26.6 seconds left here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's 14-12, the Hatchets, right before half. As boy, the North Knox, they've got the ball at the 28, and see what they do with it. Spread as quarterback's looking downfield, and he throws a wheel route, and we've got DBs there. It's Trey.
Good break up.
Trey almost had the interception.
Yes, he did.
Great play by the receiver,
now,
too. There,
yes.
And we've got some jawing back and forth with a flag in the air. Boy, these referees are stopping all this. I'm not sure who this is going to be on. I would hope it's on North Knox.
I'm thinking Penley.
But Penley's got his hands out to the side, as Penley might have said a few things as Trey almost had the interception there.
Yes, on that pass play, Gary, Trey did a much better job of staying deep.
Yes.
In front of the receiver and then broke on the ball to come up and knock it down. And like you said, he almost intercepted.
Oh, that was on us, Kelly.
I know it.
That's a 15-yard penalty. And, you know,
it's something silly that he's talking. He said something to the referee.
I think he was talking to the player using some choice words, and the referee happened to be there.
Oh, okay.
You know, unfortunate because we just talked about Gilly being a senior, making a great play of not retaliating, and now JP being a senior makes this costly penalty because now we're looking at first down and 10 at the 14, 20 seconds left. Dropping back on a pass, fake, short route, throws it deep. And
good defense.
Did he just do a one-handed interception?
How about that?
We did, a one-handed interception. Who is that? Is that Irvin? It is. That's Dalton Irvin.
Dalton Irvin.
One-handed interception. Holy cow, what a catch, Kelly, in the end zone.
Man, that looked like me when I played.
And, you know, he did a great job. So what we call the buddy arm. As a DB, he kept it on the receiver, know where he is, jumped up with the one hand thinking, I'll try to knock it down and I'll try to catch it at the same time. And what a play, Kelly.
Yeah, that's great. Great defensive play.
As we're at 13 seconds here, the Hatchets with the ball, and we're going to stay here as they take a timeout because we're going to chat through this. You know, Kelly, that's a huge play for the Hatchets. Needed that. They're at the 14-yard line. Now we've got 13 seconds. Hatchets on the A&R Home Center scoreboard lead 14-12 with 13 seconds left, Kelly.
And I know I keep reiterating this, but there's the momentum shift again going into the locker room at halftime. We have 13.2 seconds. Let's just take a knee and go in up 14-12 and feel good about ourselves coming out the second half.
Absolutely. And, Kelly, some of the sponsors I need to get to here that make this happen for us to be the voice of the Hatchets. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI TV, depending on News 10, WTHI coverage you can count on. Your Edwards Jones financial advisor, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency. With us, you're number one, and Freddie Energy, feeling your everyday life. As the Hatchets take the snap and kneel down, so we're going to take a two-minute timeout as we're going into half here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're looking at the Hatchets with a 14 points, North Knox 12, as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM WAMW.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security Disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim? Tim Dent. You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dant.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you.
with staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington invites you to bring the family for a great night of family fun. Every Friday and Saturday, we crank up the jukebox for Rock and Bowl. Throughout the week, league play continues, and you cannot bowl on an empty stomach. The Kingpin Bowling Center snack bar is one of the best, with a full menu from appetizers to the main dish. New items have been added, including wings, drums, hot ham and cheese, and of course, great pizza. The Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street in Washington.
Ace's Restaurant and Bar inside the Washington Country Club would like to invite you to a special night out, Saturday, October 27th. It's a mysterious evening with me, Daniel Cohen, and special guest Josh Cecil. Tickets are $10 per person or $15 per couple. Start off with some great comedy magic with Josh and then enjoy my new mind reading show. Spend your Saturday night with us. Show starts at 10 p.m. and tickets are general admission, or you can reserve a table for dinner before the show. Call 254-2060. For more information, please visit our Ace's Facebook page.
Hi, this is number 38, Tyler Gilley, and you're listening to Hatchet Football on WAMW.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Hatchet Hollow as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW. I'm Gary Isaac, joined by Kelly Brashear. And Kelly, we're looking at a lead here at halftime, 14-12 over North Knox, as that first half was full of penalties.
It was full, a lot of laundry on the field in that first half, way too much. But I was watching the kids, the players, as they were jogging off the field. It's nice to see them with a little pep in their step, and they're all clapping and smacking each other on the back. That's nice to see going into the locker room.
Something we haven't had a lot of this year, and I've seen a lot of that excitement on the sideline. And you know what? It started early, so you know that's one of the questions I asked Coach Durnell, you know, pregame about some of these intangibles that we've seen throughout the year. You know, which intangibles would be your effort, desire, your heart displayed out there while you're playing the game. And I know it's hard to do at times when you're down in the game by some of these teams by a lot. But I tell you what, we started off showing that, and it's been going on throughout the game. Now, with that said, we've also seen a few penalties that, you know, as part of the intangibles, you just need to do your job, let the referees see what's going on out there, and don't retaliate.
Exactly. You know, and we don't mean to keep harping on it, but it's just things that as some of these young guys grow and mature and you know, learn the game a little bit better and learn what their expectations are and keep the game within their ability and within themselves, then, you know, they're just like we talked about with Julius. Yeah, that was some silly stuff, but hopefully – he's going to learn from this and not make those mistakes.
And he will. He's a smart kid, and he's a heck of a football player. You know, it's one of those things the coaches are going to take him under their wing and have a talk with him off to the side. And I'm sure they're doing that right now because they haven't been able to talk to him because he's been sitting in the locker room waiting for these guys to come in.
Right.
You know, the thing is, though, you need the seniors to have their leadership, too, out there on the field and in the locker room right now having that talk of cut it out, no more stuff, let the referees throw the flags. Let it work itself out. If you retaliate, you're going to get caught. But, you know, Kelly, let's get back into some of the positives here, though, because, you know, some of the positives we've talked about, and you hit it on the head with the keys to success at the start of the game. If you want to reiterate some of the things you said, you know, we'll get right into our halftime stats and kind of talk about those keys to success.
Well, I you know, my main key for success, not keys, but key for success that I talked about before the game, or actually with our difficulties as we started the game, was simply let's get a good positive start. Let's not start the game with mistakes and fumbles and a hole that you're going to have to fight back out of the entire game. And it immediately changes your approach on the game as far as play calling for Coach Durnell. Okay, if it's 0-0 at the end of the first quarter, I'm feeling pretty good, which it was this evening. And, you know, I can run all the plays in our playbook. But when you're down 21-0,
you know, it limits what you can do because time is a factor at that point. So, you know, it was 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. They scored early in the second quarter. We came right back and took the lead, went up 7-6. They had the long pass play, wasn't it, for a touchdown?
Yes.
I can't remember.
It was. Trey had just misjudged it.
Yes.
And he was right there to make the play.
Right. So we're in position to make that play. We just don't. The receiver makes a nice catch. They go up. And the momentum just keeps shifting back and forth. But what do? We have the ball back with approximately a minute 35. We get a couple breaks with some penalties, and we take care of business, and we go in halftime 14-12 up.
That's exactly right. And one of the keys that you hit on before the game, too, was eliminate the big play.
Yes.
Which we have done that so far, because Doan he's a player that can take it to the house at any given time, just like Kevin. And, you know, really, if you look at the other side of the ball for North Knox, those keys that you say are keys that probably go across for them as well.
Sure.
And guess what they didn't do? They didn't eliminate the big play because Kevin took it to the house for an 80-yard touchdown run.
Right.
So, you know, that's where the momentum started right there. And us stopping them on even something minute like the extra point, Kelly, we stop them and it's 6-0. We like that because now we score, we make an easy kick for an extra point. It's 7-6.
So they don't apparently don't have a kicker, or at least one they can trust to kick extra points or field goals. So it really is big because with running the extra point, you're talking about 2 points instead of one each time.
Yeah, so, exactly right.
You know, they could have 16 points right now and be up 16-14. But we stopped them on both the extra point plays, and which allowed us to stay up at halftime.
Sure, and some of the things that we talk about pregame, which we didn't get a chance to do tonight because, you know, our equipment, we couldn't even get it plugged in. Shake was up here setting it up for us tonight without John here, and we couldn't even get it plugged in. So, but we did eventually. But some of the things that we normally talk about, which I'm pulling this up on John Harrell's website, you know, over the last 30 years, which we played them 17 times, the Hatchets hold the advantage of 13-4 against North Knox. Last year, North Knox beat us 42-24, and John Harrell, which I'd love to tell him he's wrong every now and then, he had North Knox prediction wise winning this game 49-14 tonight, Kelly.
Well, we have the 14. They don't have the 49.
That's right.
Let's not let that come to fruition. Let's come out the second half and start strong again like we did in the first half and take care of business.
And that's right. And, you know, again, Kelly, what we'll get into now is some of the stats. Do you have some stats totaled up for me over there? And then I'll pull up some area scores, too, because I know there's one of interest for the Big 8 is that Boonville game tonight, because if Boonville holds off Mount Carmel, they're going to be the Big 8 champion this year.
Wow, what a job Darren has done. Building that program in, what, 3 short years, I think, he's been back down there. Mm-hmm. So he's a hometown boy. He played his college football at IU. I believe he played tight end for IU. Was at Jasper as a D coordinator. Then he took a head coaching job, his first head coaching job down at Cordon Central, and immediately turned them into a football powerhouse for Southern Indiana. And then I think this is his third year back home. At Boonville, and he's just done a nice job, and for those guys to have the possibility of going 9-0 and running the table in the regular season, just a testament to his coaching and his staff, and the players have bought into what he's selling.
Man, listen to you, I love it, Kelly, with all this knowledge, and this is normally you and I sitting at home talking
yes.
football, and now we're getting to do it on the air together. And you know, this, and before we get into the stats and area scores, you know, Kelly, one of the questions I have for you, and I'm sure some of the listeners out there do too, you know, obviously you coached here, and I'll let you kind of paint that picture because I couldn't even tell how many years you coached. I know you've told me before, and I probably tune you out thinking whatever. But, no, you coached here, and I'd love coaching for you during that stint. I was an assistant coach for you for most of that time. And, you know, is there ever a chance that you think, you know, you get the itch? Because I know you're back here tonight, and you seem to be in your area of comfort at a football field on a Friday night under the lights.
Well, I'm kind of enjoying sitting up here in this nice warm booth and have a Diet Coke and some pizza back here and shooting the bull with you guys up here. This is nice. I really have enjoyed this first half. Now, the listeners may disagree, but I've enjoyed being up here
fine.
With you guys.
We've done fine.
The coaching aspect, I'm done. I was an assistant for 9 years in Vincennes and then came back home, and I was the head coach here for 11 years, total of 20 years coaching. We as a staff and as a program and players and parents and so forth and community, we did a lot of nice things here during our tenure. We had a stint there of, 5-6 years where we were over 500. Went 8-3 a couple different times, I believe, and got to the sectional final two times. And got beat by Memorial both of those times, and in those 2 years, Memorial went to the state both of those years, one of them being the runner-up and then being a state champion that the second year. So we had a lot of success, a lot of times here, but I've had a couple of opportunities to maybe go somewhere else, but I'm old and fat and just kind of lazy in my old age. And
well, I sure like having you up here, and I sure like talking football with you. I know you and I, and, you know, I coach at the 5th and 6th grade level. It's youth, but, you know, you see my excitement with you because I tell you about it all the time. You're probably thinking, would you be quiet?
No.
But I know you like to – I bounce ideas off of you, and you give me good feedback, and you know, I appreciate that. I know the youngsters do. You came and watched us a couple weeks ago. But let's jump into halftime stats, and we'll kind of talk 5th and 6th, too, and give area scores, and then we'll take a little time out here before second half. So, Kelly, go ahead.
Let's talk about North Knox real quickly. Offensively, number 23, Cole Richter, has carried the ball 15 times for 51 yards.
Held him in check pretty much.
That's not bad. For 15 carries, holding him that to 51 yards, that's not bad. The young man that we thought was going to be their main gun tonight is Gavin Doan, number 24. He's only carried the ball, did not play that first quarter.
No.
Came in the second quarter and had 2 carries for 18 yards. So those two young men did most of the damage for North Knox.
Okay.
Passing-wise, number 16, Reese Hamelman, which I believe he might be Randy's son, and Randy's right around my age, and he was a really nice athlete back in the day, and his son is quite an athlete as well. If that is Randy's boy, I'm pretty sure it is. Reese has thrown the ball 7 times, completed 4 of them, and had 1 interception.
Okay.
Number 5, Keegan Thomas has not thrown the ball.
Well, he had the 1 completion because he did complete it to 16.
Oh, he did. That's right.
And that was the only one. But, yeah, you're spot on. He's only passed it once.
One time. Their main receiver is number 88, Troy Nolan. He has 3 catches for 49 yards.
Wow.
And then the touchdown was to number 9, Lee Endicott, for 18 yards and a score.
Okay.
The Hamelman young man also had 1 reception for 24 yards. So that's North Knox's offense in a nutshell for the first half. For Washington, rushing. Kevin had 6 carries. Boy, it seemed like he carried the ball more than that.
Yeah, it did.
But anyway, he had 6 carries for 129 yards. Now,
that's nice.
My expectation may be off a little bit.
That's okay. That's all right.
Had an 80-yard run for a touchdown.
Sure. No, that's good.
Number 25, Julius Hardeman, had 3 carries for 8 yards. Trey had 2 carries for 4 yards, one of those being a negative 3. And then, let's see. Passing, Trey is 0 for 5 with 1 interception. And then Kevin had the bomb. He threw the ball 1 time on the toss pass for a touchdown for 35 yards.
Okay.
And then on the receiving end of that was number 20, Jacob Mason. He had 1 catch for 35 yards, and then Julius had 1 catch for 2 yards. So both teams, you know, neither team threw the ball a whole lot, did most of their damage on the ground, But Kevin was definitely the bright spot, or the brightest spot offensively for the Hatchets in the first half with 129 rushing yards.
Nice. So it sounds like we'll probably see a heavy dose of Kevin the second half.
I would think. If I was Jake, I think I would give him the ball quite a bit.
So some of the area scores, and I was trying to look that up while you were talking, so let's hop into that real quick. As I'm looking at this delayed, I'm trying to refresh my screen here. As we have the Boonville scores of interest, they're winning 33-6 over Mount Carmel in the second quarter. It's probably about to go to half. Jasper's up 27-7 over Mount Vernon. Wrights is beating Modern Day 14-7. Bossy up 7-0. Memorial 19, Castle 0. Vincennes Lincoln 14, Princeton 6. Pike Central is ahead 13-7 over North Posey. Gibson Southern winning 21-14 over Southridge in the third quarter. That's a good game.
Mm-hmm.
And then that pretty much rounds out some of the area scores that we've got. And, Kelly, we're going to take a one-minute timeout here as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Jeep Adventure Days continue, now at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a new 2019 redesigned Jeep Cherokee, featuring up to $4,000 in rebates and starting as low as $22,708. The new 2018 Grand Cherokees have up to $5,000 in rebates and start as low as $35,647. Create your next adventure now with the new Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee. And don't forget the great selection of Jeep Wranglers during Jeep Adventure Days. Take advantage of big savings and great rebates at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Hi, this is Andy Arvin, owner of Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan, it's our mission and our greatest priority at Edley Mortuary. Many people who enter into a prepaid funeral contract don't fully understand their transferability rights. Prepaid funeral contracts can easily be transferred. Simply contact Edley Mortuary and we will assist you. For more information, call Edley Mortuary at 812-254-3612.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Hatchet Hollows. I'm Gary Issa, joined by Kelly Brashear. As we're watching the clock tick down here, as we're about ready to start the second half, Hatchets have a 14-12 lead over North Knox. And Kelly, one thing that we did not talk about yet is the youth football. And I'm going to jump right into that real quick.
Sure.
Third and fourth grade, you know, they've been in a lot of games. They've been pretty close to winning their first game. This weekend we play Eastern Green here. You know, I look for them tomorrow to possibly, you know, give them a good fight, get their first win before we go into our playoffs, which start next week. Fifth and sixth grade remains undefeated as we beat North Davies last week 6-0, which was a dogfight.
Who coaches those guys?
Yeah. Well, I'm not taking credit for all that, but yes, I coach that. I've got, you know, Mark Mason. I've got Chris Clymer. I've got Ryan Tolbert,
Dave
Stowers, yep. And Pat Dwyer. All helping me out on the sideline. So I've got a lot of coaches that help out. And I tell you what, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without their help. That's for sure. I'm not a one-man show by any means. But the kids really put on a good show last week. 0-0 to halftime, and we didn't score till late in the fourth quarter. You know, we're looking to probably play North Davies again in the championship. As North Knox is ready to kick off here, as the kick is low on the ground, and we filled it, and it looks like that
Kevin.
That is Kevin Laguerre with the ball as he fighting for yardage. Good run all the way up to about the 34-yard line. So, Kelly, while they're running out here again, what do you look for us to do here in the second half? I know we have just a 14-12 lead, but are you predicting Kevin Laguerre is going to get the ball quite a bit?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a Captain Obvious thing.
No secret, right?
No secret, but everything that we have done has been pretty effective, so I say keep doing what we're doing.
Yep. I haven't seen JP run the ball a whole lot tonight.
No.
We might see him get put in the mix here a little bit more. As we're in trips and we hand off directly to Kevin. Kevin to the edge as JP gave a good block. Oh, there's a flag on the play, but Kevin is going to break it up the sideline as
back.
We talk, Kelly, for a 66-yard touchdown run. And I tell you what, JP had a good block out here on the edge. I wouldn't think it would be on him.
Yeah, I think it is. I think they're going to get him for holding.
Oh, man. Oh, it's holding on the Hatchets.
Wow, that would have been huge.
First play of the second half. And you got to believe they know Kevin's got speed. Do not let him get the edge. And they're trying so hard not to. And JP, unfortunately, I think, got a hold of, which we teach that blocking,
see,
inside.
He needs to just walk away and get back in the huddle.
He is
now. Okay, good. Okay.
And he went up pleading his case to the referee, right. Is what Kelly's talking about here on air, is that, you know, again, you've already gotten a penalty once. Just back up, let the referees do their job. Pleading the case, now the flag's been thrown, guys.
Right.
Which, you know, it brings it back here because where the penalty flag was thrown was downfield. So we're looking at a first and 12 from the 32-yard line. Hatchet's 32 as we come back out in our spread, Kelly. Kevin next to Trey, as Kevin's got to be winded. Dalton Irvin in motion. Dalton gets the jet sweep, trying to get around the edge, and wow, he is swung down to the ground by number 50. And we lost about 6 yards there, Kelly.
Well, we didn't get anybody blocked out on the edge. And, you know, you get that holding call, and you
that
kills
us,
works,
right?
At that, plus, you know, the next play,
you're not going
to
get
a receiver.
You're already tired.
But it's in your head. It's in your head maybe as a receiver,
yes,
on the edge, because
yes,
we were trying to attack the edge again, yes, right there.
As we're back in pistol, you pitch out to Kevin trying to get outside. There's not much there. He's got to learn to dip that up as he kept going out, and they strung it out to the sideline, and they tackle him for about a 2-yard loss. As, boy, we went from having a home run ball for football, taking it the distance on first play, and now we're looking at a 3rd and 17.
Third and 17. How about? I'd say we're going to throw the ball, and I said earlier in the second or in the first half, maybe try a little screen here or something short, maybe across the middle. But we proved me wrong and threw it long both times in the first half.
As we're in spread, and you got to believe JP is going to be a main target looked at, as he's running a will route. Ran a will route, which is out and up to Dalton Irvin. Oh, just 1 yard out of his reach.
Yep.
And it really wasn't a bad ball.
No, it was not.
Wow. So we're looking at a fourth down. We're going to punt. As we're looking at the A&R Home Center scoreboard, there's 10-10 left here in the third quarter, 14-12. Hatchett still with the lead.
Okay, so we kind of shot ourselves in the foot there. But let's punt the ball. Let's cover the ball.
Yep.
And, you know, keep them on their side of the 50.
As we've got confusion out here, we're missing a player, and now JP's running back out there on the field with 8 seconds left here. We got to get the play off here, get the snap off, make it a good one.
Good snap.
Good kick, and it's away from the
receiver.
Nice roll.
Yes, exactly what we needed right
down
there.
To the 27-yard line.
All right. Nice punt.
Very nice punt.
You know, the snaps in the first half on when we were punting the ball kind of floated back there. That snap had a little more zip on it, which gives your punter a little more time to get his steps right and get the ball away.
And it doesn't always look pretty coming back. It's a knuckleball, but at least it was low. Those high ones really scare you.
Hey, if your punter can catch it and kick it without getting it blocked, we're okay.
That's right. As we're looking with 10:01 here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard here in the third quarter, Hatchets are up 14-12. As you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM WAMW, North Knox set to go with their wad offense. And I can't tell who quarterback is. That's number 5 as he hands off to 23 up the middle. Nice cutback with an 8-yard run, Kelly.
Boy, he's a little guy, isn't he? He runs hard, though.
He's not afraid of contact,
though.
No,
he's not.
You know, when he gets it, he's running what we call downfield, right? He's going forward with momentum.
That's an 8-yard gain.
It's a nice run.
Yeah, they started the second half here with Thomas back at quarterback.
I know. I can't figure out, you know, that. And they've got 22, 23, and 16 as a running back. So, again, Doan not on the field. He's got some injuries that we don't know about. 16 in slow motion, which is normally their quarterback, gets
counter.
A fake jet, and then they run a counter up the middle with 23, the littlest guy out there, which normally when you're running a counter, it's the fullback. Which, Kelly, we did a great job there. We gave him a negative 1 yard run. So we're looking at 3rd and 2. This is a big play for the Hatchet defense. As they're already set to the line, Coach must have saw something he liked here.
I would think. They're going to wad it up in here. We linebacker's got to fill. Come on up.
23 with the ball up the middle. He breaks it for a first down for about a 7-yard run. And we're looking at a first and 10 now for North Knox at North Knox 41-yard line with 8:50 left here in the third quarter. 14-12, your Hatchets with the lead. And, boy, they keep running this glob that you call with the wing.
They are, their linemen are foot to foot.
Yeah, they're tight. They're just running tackle to tackle. And, again, 23 gets the ball for a 3-yard gain just right up the middle. And they're going to chunk us and chunk us. And you got to believe they'll take a shot here in a second.
Run at you. Get you respecting the run and then come with a little maybe play action.
Which I'm liking what our defense is showing here. I mean, they're hanging with them here. I mean, they're getting 3-4 yards a pop. You got to believe that, you know, with one bad run play here that we'll back them up.
Well, look at our corners are up on the line of scrimmage.
We're not even ready for a pass. 16 with the run as he takes it to the left side there's a lot of misdirection on this offense now. And that's what they're trying to catch us in. He gained 2 yards, so we're looking at another third down and 3. And I tell you, we don't have much time to talk because they're back to the line of scrimmage just standing looking to the sideline, Kelly. Did you ever run an offense like this where you call it like this?
I was never smart enough.
Did you know 5th and 6th we do it this way with our wristbands?
Well, you're smarter than I am.
Oh, right? Listen to you. Here we go. That'd be a first. I need to record that. As number 5 is prepared to take the snap, and again, he's going to hand it off
Come
to
on.
23 around the edge. And he gets the edge for a first down. There is a penalty play, Kelly.
Or a hold or a block in the back, one of the two.
Boy, so they ran one of their first end-around runs. And it's holding on North Knox, Kelly. That's big.
Yep.
And that's a spot foul, so where the holding was, they'll march it back. Meaning it doesn't matter where the ball carrier ran the ball, right, Kelly?
Right.
And the referee's standing in a spot saying it's right here where the flag is, which is at the original line of scrimmage, so... This is going to march them back. They're looking at 3rd and 3. They're going to be looking at a 3rd and 11. 3rd down and 12. Looks like the referee might have marched off one tad bit of a longer stride there, but we'll take it.
That's okay. He has big feet.
That is a big penalty. So you got to believe they're going to get out of their glob here, which they are. They've got a receiver out wide. Number 5 is now at receiver. 16 is at quarterback, Kelly.
16 must throw a better ball.
He must throw better. Number 5. Well, 16
Unless
runs.
He's a run threat, too.
And he's a run. Yeah. 16 runs. So 16 back to throw, and he did.
There we go.
He tucks it because we had good coverage downfield, so that's called a coverage sack. As he gets 2 yards back to the line of scrimmage. So 4th and 10.
They are linemen. Did a nice job of staying in the rush lanes.
Yep.
He had nowhere to go.
Right. So we're looking at 4th and 10 here with 6:35 left here in the third quarter. 14-12, your Hatchets, and there's nobody back deep to return this.
What's
Kelly,
what's going on?
We have nobody back deep. So he gets off a punt with no one back there.
Wow! That's
and
not
it takes
bad.
A hatchet bounce.
Get away!
What are you, Jacob Mason? Get away, buddy! So the ball bounces back, and Jacob tries to reach down and pick it up with about 3 North Knox guys there. He's got to be careful of that, Kelly.
Jacob, he looks good. He's put together well.
Oh, he is.
He really is. I'd like you to give him about 4 more inches, but he's a good-looking athlete.
Well, he's put together well. And, you know, for not playing football for the last, you know, since what, 3 years he's been sitting out, so – It's nice to see him out there. He brings a lot of energy, and Coach Durnell's talked about him a lot this year. As we come out in trips toward the North Knox sideline, as we're moving the dial right to left here, it looks like we're doing our pass again. Kevin got the toss, looked downfield, and he just tucked it. Man, look at his speed, Kelly.
Uh-oh.
First down.
Uh-oh.
Breaks it up the sideline, and he gets pushed out with about a 20-yard run, Kelly.
Nice job.
We'll take a 20-yard run.
And nice job of – getting out of bounds when there's nothing left there.
That was a nice run. I tell you, he looked super fast on that. It's like that. It's like when you're playing PlayStation, you hit that X button for that turbo boost.
I'm too old. I wouldn't know anything.
And I wouldn't know either because that's like the old days. These kids are probably like, what? So as we're looking at 6 minutes.
I grew up playing Atari, man.
As 6:12 left here in the third quarter, 14-12, your Hatchets first and 10 from the 43 North Knox territory.
There you go.
Handoff up the middle, fighting for yards.
Good.
As we got 3 yards there, not a bad run at all. We'll take those 3 yard runs. As Kevin definitely earned that. He ran hard there, kept fighting for the yardage. And I tell you what, you've got to like what you see, Kelly.
I love the start here. We're taking time off the clock. We've got 5:45 to go in the third quarter. We're getting positive yardage, moving the chains. This is good stuff.
So we're looking at 2nd and 7 here as we come out in our, looks like our spread set with Kevin behind Trey. And he's going to hand off to Kevin. Kevin off tackle, gaining 3 yards. Not a bad run there. No. So we're going to set up a 3rd and short here. 3rd and 3, I think. As we're at the 37-yard line, North Knox territory, we're looking at a 3rd and 3, Kelly, with 5 minutes left here in the third quarter.
I say we go right at him in the middle again or off tackle.
As we're coming out in our trip sets, you got to believe Penley's the closest guy to him. We'll see if we send him in motion. As we don't, as we do a quick screen out to Irvin. Irvin with the catch. Irvin is not. Did he get the first
yes,
down?
Yes, he did.
He did. Okay, we got it by 2 yards. Nice. Nice quick screen pass for a first down. Moving the chains, Kelly. That's what we want. We've got 4 minutes, 44 seconds left here in the third quarter. It's still 14-12. Your Hatchets with the lead, moving with the ball. 1st and 10 in North Knox territory on the 32-yard line.
Run that clock.
So here we come back out in our normal offensive set. Trey Reed handing off to Kevin Laguerre, who's off tackle with 3 North Knox guys standing there, and they stand him up with no gain.
Well, you know what I like about that run is that Kevin put his pad level down, and he's slow to get up right now.
He is not getting up, guys.
I was just going to say what I liked about it was his lineman wasn't getting the job done, and he just ran right into the back of the lineman, but that might have been what – That might be why he's down right now.
Right, and that's – boy, we don't want to see that. You know, and Kevin's still down as they're tending to him now. And we're going to take a one-minute timeout as you're listening. Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Pepsi is proud to be the trusted beverage partner of Washington High School and Hatchets Athletics. PepsiCo is the parent company of such iconic brands as Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, Mist Twist, 7-Up, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, Tropicana, Lipton, and Naked. Pepsi Beverages Company in Elberfeld strives to be the lifetime Pepsi beverage distributor of our area schools and athletic programs. When you're needing a beverage that will always quench your thirst, reach for a cold Pepsi or Pepsi product.
Number 44, Kane Fox, back to you on WAMW Radio.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Hatchet Hollow as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW. I'm Gary Issa, joined by Kelly Brashear.
I love when you say that.
As we're still in the timeout here for as they tend to Kevin. They've yet to get him up, which he is moving on the field, so that's a good sign. But we are looking at right now 4 minutes 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. The Hatchets on the A&R Home Center scoreboard are leading the way 14-12, Kelly. Got to like what you see so far in the second half.
Well, not with Kevin laying down on the field, but other than that, yes. We're doing exactly what I thought at halftime that we needed to do and come out with that energy, come out and do some positive things, keep that clock moving, keep the chains moving. And, you know, keep their offense off the field as much as we can, and obviously our offense on the field as much as we can.
Right.
And, you know, we're doing a nice job. We're fighting.
So it almost looks like they're tending to shoulder Kelly, as they've got. And it looked like I could see they're resetting the shoulder possibly with, you know, we're not doctors up here by any means, but Kevin is walking off the field right now. And you know what? He's actually moving his arms fine, so I'm not sure. You wouldn't think that would have been a shoulder injury because normally you're still in pain right now.
Dr. Thorne is one of the coaches on the staff, and he was out there tending to Kevin. It did look like he was trying to maneuver his shoulder. Doesn't look like he's
not
done.
In any pain or agony. No. Or agony or pain. I mean, there's no – he's still got his helmet on. That never came off. So good sign for the Hatchets here is we're coming back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 on the 32-yard line in North Knox territory as we're moving the ball here to score.
That's good news because we definitely need him.
Absolutely. And they're going to hand off to Penley up the middle. Penley
there's
hits
a good
that roll fast. Look
yes.
at that. Change of pace. As Penley gets 9 yards there, I like the way he ran the ball there, Kelly.
He hit the hole really hard and really blew through the line of scrimmage before the defense had a chance to react. That's a nice run.
So, and that's something, you know, you and I talked about the other night about some of the running backs we've had back in the day that we coached and running that ISO. You talk about it all the time, getting the ball and just getting to the second level. And once you do that, you know, you're past
the line.
Then
you can
make
a cut.
Absolutely, because that hole will close up quick if you don't hit it. So we're looking at 3rd and 2 here. Big play for the Hatchets. As they hand off to Penley again. Penley up the middle.
Keep giving it
to him. And that's a first down. Look at him run, Kelly. He's being a senior out there on the field leading the way.
That's the way you run the ball, right there. That's a gain of 5.
And we're in the red zone now. We're at the 19-yard line. What a run by Penley. Good job by the line of scrimmage creating a hole.
Getting a good push
up
front. That's right.
That is right.
You know, we don't give those big guys enough credit.
No, they've been moving their way. And I tell you what, it's not like North Knox has any little guys there. No, look at their nose tackle's a big boy.
Yeah, they have some beef on that side.
As we're looking at a 1st and 10 here at the 19-yard line, Hatchett's moving the ball well. Penley still in the backfield. Gets another handoff. Has no hesitation whatsoever with a 2-yard run.
Now, he didn't get a whole lot there, but he ran it hard.
I say a 2-yard. I was probably off. It's line of scrimmage. Which, Kelly, he's running with a full head of steam.
Yes, he is.
Saying, you know what, I know you're going to hit me, but I'm going to give you a hit too. And, you know, even at the young level that I coach at, you know, we talk about that a lot of time, getting your pad level down and falling forward. And, boy, Penley, he's definitely not going to fall backwards running like that.
And so many times the younger kids are, and rightfully so, a little bit gun-shy, a little bit, you know, they want to run straight up and they don't want to get – hit. Well, if you get your pad level down, here we go.
And we play action Trey tries to get outside. And I tell you what, give it up to North Knox. That kid stayed at home.
Stayed at home.
And that is, I can't tell who it is.
That's
out there. Number, who is that? Number 80 for them? 88.
That's
their
receiver. Tight end,
one of the receivers. As that was a heck of a play. Now we lost 5. We're looking at a 3rd and 15 now from the 24-yard line with a minute 40 left here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Hatchett's up 14-12 here in the third quarter. Looking to continue to move the ball here, Kelly. It's 4-down territory, so let's not try to take the shot right away. As Irvin's in motion, puts us out to trips, hands off to Penley. Penley with a nice stiff arm.
Yeah.
Boy, there's nothing there.
We
didn't block outside at all.
We didn't block outside, and we didn't pick up the blitz in the middle either.
Man, and we lost about 7 yards there. As we're looking at a 4th down now.
And those are the things you have to guard against right there.
Man, we were in a great position in
the
red zone.
We had them on their heels. And
1st and 10 at the 19. And that's all it takes. There is a couple negative yardage runs, and that we're backed up now. And we talk about this at 4th and 22. Not too many plays in the arsenal, Kevin. As we're going to look at it, looks like possibly a timeout here as we're walking toward the sideline. So we're going to take a 1-minute timeout as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM WAMW.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes 160 seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets!
Welcome back to Hatchet Hollow, as I'm Gary Issa, joined by Kelly Brashear, as the Hatchets are coming back to the line of scrimmage after their timeout with a 4th and 22. Dropping back to pass, Trey Reed looking downfield, gets a little pressure, throws it downfield, and he's got Dalton Irvin on the reception. That's going to put us back to about the 16-yard line, so we're not going to get a first down, but not too bad there as they're going to start out at 1st and 10 at the 16 in their own territory. As we're looking at 28 seconds left here in the third quarter, 14-12, your Hatchets with the lead. Both teams have scored two touchdowns, and it's coming down to extra points at this point as North Knox goes for two each time, and we've stopped them both times. So with 28 seconds left on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, again, your Hatchets are up 14-12 as North Knox is coming to the line here. And they're always in a hurry-up offense as they come to the line, looking at the sideline to get their play from the coach with no hesitation. They're back in their glob with number 5 at quarterback as they hand off up the middle. And Doan is in the ball game now, and you can tell a big difference with Doan running the ball. That's a 12-yard run by Doan for a first down as North Knox is now looking at a first and 10 from their own 30-yard line here in the third quarter. As it looks like time is probably going to run down as it's at 20 seconds now. But they are back to the line of scrimmage running a play. Back in their traditional set, handing off to Doan again. Doan running hard. Wow, he was laid down hard by Penley as Doan was running with his back to the defense as he got turned around and Penley put him down on the ground quick. As that comes to an end of the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Hatchets 14, North Knox 12, as we're going to take a one-minute break, and you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
This is number 10, Jaden Penley. You're listening to Hatchet Football on WAMW.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Hatchet Hollow, fans. This is Gary Issa, joined by Kelly Brashear. And what a ball game we've got going here as we're starting the fourth quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Hatchets leading the way 14-12 as both teams have scored two touchdowns. And we've been fortunate enough to stop North Knox on both of their two-point conversions, Kelly.
And that's, you know, there's the difference in the game. This has been a great football game. Two teams that are pretty equal in talent, ability, and, you know, I think both teams have played pretty well tonight.
Well, and I tell you what, North Knox is starting out again with Doan in there now. So we saw him run the ball. Here he comes again. It was 2nd and 3 as Doan runs the ball, and we stop him at the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a 3rd down and 3, Kelly, from their own 37.
3rd and 3. Okay, this is a big stop right here. We need the football back. Let's do our job. Play our position.
Linemen, stay in those rush gaps.
As they're getting their play call from the sideline, we still have Doan in the backfield here for North Knox. Looking at a third and two, number five at quarterback with 16 in motion, which is their normal quarterback.
You got to go with
still
that.
In motion. Sets up.
Coming this way.
As they were trying to get us off sides. 24 running very hard as he looks like he's dropped short. But, I don't know where they're going to spot him, Kelly. He reached after he was down.
Boy, well, the official on the far sideline there gave him a spot right at the 40, which would be a first. They're moving the sticks.
Oh, man, they gave it to him.
I think that's
I thought his shoulder pads, generous. His shoulder pads landed there, and then he reached with the ball, right?
Yes.
It's where the ball is. It's not where your shoulder pads and helmet are. But
right.
Nonetheless, North Knox first and 10 now at their 40-yard line with 10:55 left here in the fourth quarter.
We'll take that.
Direct snap with a loss of two or three. We'll take that. That was a direct snap to Doan, Kelly. And we're seeing a heavy dose of Doan now here at the end of the game.
You know what? As effective as Hamelman has been, I'm not sure. I mean,
well, you say
I say that.
Watching Doan run, he's a powerful back.
Yeah, he is. He is, and he's the guy that has carried him all year. So I guess you have to.
Well, it's crunch time for him, right?
Yeah.
So whether they were saving him, if he had injuries or what the case was, we're seeing a heavy dose now. As they're back in their traditional set, lots of misdirection.
Counter.
Fake to Doan, and then they give it to 16, which was their normal quarterback, for a 1 yard gain.
Yep.
So, Kelly, something we haven't talked about is we're looking at a third and 11 now here on their 39-yard line. We haven't talked about sectionals, which start up next week, and we're going to be paired up with Gibson Southern, correct?
Be hosting Gibson Southern.
And it's here at Hatchet Hollow, so come out and support your Hatchets next week as we take on Gibson Southern. As North Knox into their traditional offense, he's looking to pass, Kelly, number five, looking downfield. As he's rolling out, nothing there, throws it out of bounds.
Now that's
he's way outside the
Nobody's there.
There's a receiver the receiver about 30 yards downfield. The quarterback threw it about 7 yards downfield as he's getting sacked. And no flag, Kelly. There is a flag.
Yeah, I was gonna say there wasn't he was out past the hash, but there was not a receiver within catching distance.
Boy, that was a very delayed flag there, Kelly. I think we were all wondering if that was gonna get called. As that's still intentional grounding, right? We're still gonna keep the fourth down.
That's gonna back him up
as well. So I tell you what, that's sick.
Fourth,
that's nice for field position.
Or back him up five. I'm sorry.
Back him up five. So we're looking at fourth and 15. As North Knox is lined up like they're going to pump.
Now, why don't we have
We're ready for a fake here, because I'd say we might have seen something on film with a really bad snap. Oh, and he gets it off. Oh, my goodness, we could have blocked that.
Yes, we could.
We stayed away because we didn't want to get a penalty. But it got a good roll for North Knox down to the 32. As the Hatchets are going to take over on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 9:29 left here in the fourth quarter. It's 14-12, your Hatchets. And, Kelly, what do you predict here on this drive for the Hatchets? As far as
what do we need to do?
Prediction of what we need to do here.
A prediction of what we need to do. I'm not sure what that means. But anyway, obviously, we're up 14-12 with 9:29 to go. We want to run as much time off that clock as we can. I think we need to keep it on the ground as much as we can, unless we need to throw the football, and just grind it out and run the clock off.
And so Penley in the backfield, which, you got to believe Kevin might be banged up. Penley's going to run hard as he's taking it out to the outside and gains about 2 yards. And
I like JP's little stiff arm there. That's nice.
He gave a nice stiff arm the whole way, again, we're going to see a heavy dose of JP as he's going to secure the balls he runs. And wow, he got 4 yards there, Kelly. I thought, they had him at the line of scrimmage, and he kept driving with two guys on him. So
he's doing a nice job of that tonight.
Nice run
with a lot of power.
Second down and 6 as the Hatchets are at the 35-yard line in their own territory with 8:50 left here in the fourth quarter, 14-12. Penley in the backfield with Trey. As Trey's letting the clock run all the way down to 2.
That's smart.
Snaps it off.
And get
Oh, he's trying to bounce that outside. You want to see him just run it up the middle like he had been.
That's a loss of two.
That's third and eight now for the Hatchets.
Went the wrong way on that one.
And if you're just tuning in on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, we're at 8 minutes 20 seconds here in the fourth quarter as the clock keeps ticking. We've got the lead, 14 to 12, on our own 33-yard line. It would be nice to get a first down here, Kelly, as we keep letting this play clock run down as low as we can. As JP comes out at slot now. And Reed looking to pass, looking downfield for a quick one out to Mason. We didn't get the first down, but it was a nice pass by Trey.
And he looked like he threw that sidearm to get around the defender.
He did. There was a defender right there about 5 yards downfield, and he threw a sidearm around him right to Jacob Mason for a 7-yard gain. So we're looking at about a fourth and two here as the Hatchets are going to let the clock continue to run, and they're going to punt. Try to pin them deep here. And you got to believe we got to get a good snap, Kelly. Holzkall has got to get it off and try not to kick it directly to 88 because we saw him earlier catch one and have a good return.
Yes. Now, his last punt, he punted it away from him and took the ball a good hatchet bounce, and we need to see that again.
Right here toward our sideline, right? So our sideline's the short side of the field. Moving the radio dial left to right is how we're moving as Hatchets get it on the run. Oh, and they block it. Not what we wanted. Kelly blocks and picks it up for a touchdown. Number 20 blocked it, scooped it up, and ran it in for a touchdown. The worst-case scenario. Kelly, loss of words.
Oh, Gary. Hey, a lot of time left. Let's look at the positive here. No, it's not what we wanted. They're up 18-14 right now. Let's stop the extra point try, and we got plenty of time. Not what we wanted, but we have plenty of time.
Gotta find
a positive here.
So here's the scenario on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. 6:55 left here in the fourth. North Knox just now taking the lead after a blocked punt touchdown return by number 20. It's 18-14 as North Knox going for two here. And again, we haven't converted a two-point conversion yet because this is their third touchdown. Number five at quarterback. Hands off to Doan.
Yes!
Off tackle with a nice play by the Hatchets as we stuffed them again.
All right, that's big.
We're going to take a 30-second timeout with 6:55 left here in the fourth quarter. 18-14, North Knox taking the lead as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM WAMW.
Brighten up your day. Chuckles, get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Hatcha Hollow as you're joined by Gary Isaac and Kelly Brashear. North Knox just took the lead 18-14 with 6:55 left here in the fourth quarter. Hatchet set to receive the kickoff as we need a big play, Kelly.
Yes, we do. Let's start with a good return right here. JP, just put your nose down,
Gary. JP gets the ball, picks it up, and he goes to get outside, and he spins off the first tackle. And, boy, he's got the edge on the North Knox sideline. And the ball spits up in the air, Kelly.
Nah, I think it was.
Oh, no, it's way up in the air, and there's a big pile. Oh, man. Right on their sideline at the 45-yard line. North Knox with the ball, Kelly. Tough break for the Hatchets.
You know, we've stayed away from these kinds of plays all night until the punt block and this fumble. The things that have plagued us all year long.
Turnovers.
Turnovers. It just reared its ugly head again.
And, you know, JP did a great job on a spin move to break a tackle, gets up the sideline, and, you know, JP, his thing is he wants to run kids over, and that's what happened there. And the kid going into tackle got his helmet low enough to put his helmet on the ball, and it squirted way up in the air. I mean, that thing went about 10 feet in the air, Kelly.
Yes, it did. I thought it had gone out of bounds, but it didn't.
First and 10 for North Knox on our 46-yard line, 18-14. with 6:33 left here in the fourth quarter, and you're going to see Doan. There's Doan running the ball hard for a 7-yard run.
I like that kid.
Man, that was a nice run. 7-yard run, and he hit the tackle. And boy, and all of a sudden you see the momentum shift, and you can see it on the field, and you can see it in the way North Knox is running the ball now.
Uncle Mo.
Now that clock has become our worst enemy as it's ticking down to 6:05 right now in the fourth quarter. North Knox 18, your Hatchets 14. As North Knox the ball on our 40-yard line, second and four. As they're set up in their offense, number five at quarterback, giving it to
Doan.
They're
just going to keep pounding it.
Doan with a first down, got some room, breaks a tackle. Gosh, what a good run for about 15 yards there. Wow, what a run, Kelly.
You know what, Gary? They're going to keep it on the ground, and they're going to give it to Doan.
I said 15. That was a 13-yard run. But nonetheless, we're looking at first and 10 for North Knox on our 27-yard line with 5:35 left here in the fourth quarter, 18-14 North
Knox. The kids are tired. They're on their heels. This wouldn't be a bad time for a timeout. Regather ourselves here.
And they're going to give it to 23 now. As we've been seeing Doan, they're going to give the other boy a run.
Cole Richter.
That's Hamelman, wasn't it?
Cole Richter.
Oh, Richter, I'm sorry.
Hamelman
23
16.
Is Richter. You're right.
Yeah.
As not a bad run by Cole, which he's much smaller than Doan, but, boy, he still runs hard, and he got 6 yards there. Kelly, second four. Daggone. Boy.
Yeah, their line is doing a nice job of getting a push up front against our kids.
They are. There's going to be a timeout here for Washington. Like you said, we're going to take a 1-minute timeout as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Do you have a loan on a car, boat, or RV? Do you have a mortgage or children to send to college? All of these are financial obligations that will continue the need to be paid whether you are here or not. Hi, I am Lacey King at Thompson Insurance in Washington. Many people will admit if they were to die unexpectedly, they would not have enough life insurance to protect their family from financial disaster. Don't be one of them. Call me today at 812-254-1987 to protect your family.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3939 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.
It's number 44, Kane Fox. Back to you on WAMW Radio.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Hatchet Hollow. As you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW, I'm Gary Isaac, joined by Kelly Brashear. We're looking at the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 4:58 left here in the fourth quarter. North Knox is leading the way right now, 18-14. They've got the ball, second and four on our 21-yard line as they're set to go. As number five takes a snap, gives it to Doan. Doan running hard for another first down tackle.
They're just gashing us now.
And like you said, they're foot-to-foot offensive line. They're just pushing, and Doan's getting the ball and picking between the guard and the tackle or outside tackle, wherever the hole is, he's just hitting and running. As now we are, they're at the 15-yard line, first and 10, 4:40 left here on the scoreboard. 18-14. We need to stop, Kelly.
Yes, we do.
This is it. This is it right here, too. This has got to be where we start to stop them.
Wonder who's going to get the ball, Gary.
Yeah, you're going to see Doan getting the ball as he's set next to the quarterback, and they keep running off the right side. And Doan breaks out to the outside, and he just slid
smart.
Down.
No,
he was going to run out of bounds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's a smart play.
Smart play by Doan. So basically he could have ran it for another 2-3 yards, maybe been pushed out of bounds, and he just slid down to keep the clock running. So now you're looking at second and two with 4:05 left here. Very smart play by Doan. But, boy, Kelly, they've seen something on their right side of the line because Doan, they're not doing anything tricky. Doan's offset to the left, and here he comes again off to the left. Oh. They're going to give it to him going to the right again.
All it is an inside power or ISO or blast, I guess you could call it. They're probably base blocking everything.
Now
and they're pulling.
Now it's 23 with the carry on the same looking play, only he dips it inside to keep it in the middle of the field, getting toward the edge by the sideline for a first down. So we are looking at a first and goal now from, what is that, Kelly, the three-yard line?
You're asking this blind old man?
It is. First and goal at the three-yard line with 3:30 left here in the fourth quarter. North Knox up 18.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley Sunglasses, Mack Trailers, Reitenauer Trailers, and much more. Visit them online at boydtracks.com or call 800-443-3900.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad!
We just dropped by to pick up your...
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just moved back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, John Gear, at 2 East National Highway in Washington for a free insurance review.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Welcome back to Hatchet Hollow. As I'm Gary Isaac, joined by Kelly Brashear. We've got 2:40 left here in the fourth quarter. North Knox now has the lead 24-14. Hatchet's moving the ball inside North Knox territory at the 45. Trey Reed back to pass. Gets rid of it with nobody open. Before that play, Trey Reed completed a, how far was that,
23.
Kelly? 23-yard pass to Jacob Mason to set us up in this position. Sorry about the technical difficulty as you're joining us here with Memories 107.9 FM WAMW. I'm Gary Isaac, joined by Kelly Brashear.
I'm going to take the blame for all these difficulties, Gary. I'm the
no,
new guy.
So I tell you what, this is very uncommon, and we've had several tonight to where it just disconnects, which, you know, it's kind of like it's a Verizon thing, which it's all good. We're getting it fixed. So Hatchet's back to the line, gets a snap. Trey looking to throw. He's got JP open. Oh, and he bobbles it and drops it. He was wide open with so much green in front of him.
That was a great ball, too.
That was a perfect pass as we were looking at third and 10. And oh, JP wants that one back as he's jogging back to the huddle here. And looking at third and 10 here now from North Knox's 45-yard line. 2:23 left here in the fourth quarter. North Knox up 24-14 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Had he caught that, Gary, he had nothing but green in front of him.
Oh, man. And I think he saw that. He turned his head before he secured it and then bobbled it.
I think you're probably right.
So now we're back in spread twins with motion from Dalton Irvin over here to the trip side. Trey Reed looking to pass the ball. Not anyone open as he throws across field to Jacob Mason. Wow,
what a pass,
and Jacob with the catch. I tell you what, he threw that all the way across field, Kelly.
That kid has an arm.
He threw that from the 40, well, we had the line of scrimmage at the 45, threw it down to the 15, 30 yards across field. What a throw. I tell you what, the Hatchet's moving the ball here with 2:13 left in the fourth quarter. 24-14, and Kelly, what a throw.
I'll tell you what, Jacob Mason's quite the receiver. That's three catches this half, one for 7, one for 23, and one for 30.
And we've got trips over here toward our sideline, which is the wide side of the field. Trey drops back, looking for the end zone.
Get down.
Gets
all right,
sacked.
All right.
Wow, what a sack. big boy.
Got to move now. Clock's running. We got to move.
That's big number 65. That's a big boy.
Yes, he is.
6'4", 320, getting back to the backfield and throwing Trey on his back. As the clock keeps ticking, we're at 1:30 right now. Here in the fourth quarter, 24-14, North Knox. Now we're back to the 26-yard line. That was a huge loss there. We're at second and 20. As, boy, there's a lot of confusion right now. And the clock's just ticking and ticking. We're in trips. As Reed is looking deep, and he takes a deep shot to Irvin. And what an arm to the back of the end zone. And Irvin, with great effort, lays out for it.
Overthrew him just a little bit, but that was a great effort by Dalton.
What an arm, though. Set up back here at the 40 and just threw it to the back of the end zone. That's 50 yards in the air. Wow.
No, that wasn't Penley.
No, that's all right. So we're looking at 107 here in the fourth quarter, 24-14 as the Hatchets.
Dalton's coming off the field slow here.
Third and 20. As I'm sure he got the wind knocked out of him because he laid
out.
Looks
like he's maybe holding his shoulder, too.
Oh, boy. All right, here we come. There's only 3 seconds on the play clock. Got to get it off. 1-0. Did we get it off? Wow, we got it off. But, man, look at the pressure. Oh, what a sack. Wow. Number 11 just slammed Trey hard. Boy, I'm sure Trey's hurting a little bit after that sack. He's trying to probably catch his breath, Kelly.
I'd imagine.
We're looking at 4th and 37. The clock's just ticking away, and we're at 40 seconds now.
That tackle was like a...
Here in the fourth quarter.
WWE body slam. There.
That was a slam. As we're in desperation mode, and he's going to have to take a deep shot, and there's a timeout call by Washington. With 32 seconds left, we're just going to stay here as we're looking at on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 24-14, North Knox. Here in the fourth quarter, 32 seconds left. Fourth down at 37, Kelly. Not much to do here other than chuck the ball downfield and maybe get a pass interference or come up with a play.
And this is really disheartening because we played such a good game for 3.5 quarters or more, and it just got away from us here in the end.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, unfortunately, it's – man, we've had this game, and we just had some turnovers that really killed us. That punt with the block for a touchdown, and then the next ensuing kickoff, we turned the ball over on their sideline, too, and that's just momentum just took over.
Exactly right.
And looking here while I'm looking at some area scores, too, because I know there's a few that we want to touch base on. Boonville looks like they're going to secure the Big 8 tonight. They're up 40-12 over Mount Carmel in the fourth quarter.
That really surprises me. I thought that Mount Vernon would be a bigger test for them tonight.
So here we go. Last play of the game for the Hatchets offensively would be my guess. It's a double pass. JP throwing downfield, underthrows Jacob Mason. It's an interception by 20. And is that the same kid that also blocked the punt for a touchdown?
Yes.
Wow, and he is a freshman, right? Yes, he is. Yes. He's a freshman. Holtman Dodds. He's 5'11", 145, coming up with some big plays for North Knox. The A&R Home Center scoreboard, 24-14, North Knox with 23 seconds left.
Going to take a knee, I'm sure.
And they're going to take a knee, Kelly. And, boy, you hate seeing this for the seniors or last regular season home game, which we're back here next week against Gibson Southern starting sectionals. And I tell you what,
it'll be a tough one.
For folks at home, for our sectional, we've got a very tough sectional with Memorial. They're ranked number one. You've got Heritage Hills, who's ranked number four. Gibson Southern, number nine.
Vincennes is
number
eight.
12, I think. Is that right?
I thought they were 18.
Okay. Well,
they might be.
It depends on if you look at coaches or
they're ranked
media,
in the top 20.
Right? Yeah, they're ranked in the top 20. So four teams in the top 20. And as North Knox takes the knee, we lose a heartbreaker here of a game that was 14-12 at half and really all the way through the third quarter, and then we just lost momentum there. As the Hatchets are going to lose this ball game 24-14 to North Knox. We're going to take a two-minute timeout as you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Built Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Bill Dobson
Ford! Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Hatcha Hollow as you're joined by Gary Issa and Kelly Brashear. And we lose a heartbreaker tonight to North Knox 24-14 as we're going to get into our post-game show brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. And Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. They're our sponsors for the post-game show. And, Kelly, we're going to get into a couple of the player awards that we give out, as we're also going to do an interview with head coach Jake Durnell. And, you know, obviously being senior night, he's going to spend some time down there on the field with them.
Right.
It looks like Jake's going to be making his way up here. So if you'd like, we can go ahead and jump into a few of our awards that we give out here at the end of the game, Kelly. And one of the awards that we give out, the player of the game, it's going to be the Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington. Player of the game, Kelly, goes to?
Player of the game, hated that he left the ball game early with an injury, did not come back in, but really ran the ball well the first half and for the short time of the second half that he was in. 24 yards, 5 carries in the second half, 129 and 24, 139, 153, I believe, okay. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
153 yards on a sloppy night like this, so Player of the Game Award goes to Kevin LeGear.
Okay, congratulations, Kevin
nice
LeGear.
Job.
And,
yep.
And you know, our prayers are out to him, and hopefully he has a speedy recovery for next week as we start sectionals. And then let's jump into the Freddie Energy, High Energy Player of the Game, and that goes to Kelly.
High Energy, I thought this young man did a fantastic job on both sides of the ball tonight, had some big catches. He had 3 catches in the second half for 60 yards. I haven't looked back at the first half, but really did a nice job, really starting to come around, and the High Energy Award goes to Jacob Mason.
Okay, congratulations, Jacob Mason. And you did hear his name there a lot at the end, making some big catches. And the next award is going to be the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And, Kelly, that award goes to?
Another, we could say, two-way starter for a lot of these kids, but another two-way starter. And I talked about him at quarterback quite a few times tonight, how he looks poised back there and doesn't get rattled. Very, very smart kid, nice football IQ, but just played a really nice game tonight. Really tough kid, and a great kid. And so the Ford Tough Award goes to Trey Reed.
Congratulations, Trey Reed, on the Freddie Energy, or I'm sorry, the Bill Thompson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And I do see head coach Jake Durnall making his way up here, so we're going to stay tuned here as we talk to head coach Jake Durnall about the unfortunate loss here against North Knox, 24-14. And we'll get some words from him as we get ready to head into sectionals play next week here at Hatchet Hollow against Gibson Southern. And we're going to be joined by head coach Jake Durnall. All right, welcome to the postgame show here, head coach Jake Durnall. We're going to hop right into it. Boy, that was I know that was an unfortunate turn of events there toward the end of the game. I thought the Hatchets played a very great game up to that point with the two turnovers. Talk to us a little bit about that, and we'll jump into a few other things.
Obviously, it's a heartbreaking way to lose. I thought our kids played pretty tough tonight. I mean, that's a tough offense to get ready for, tough offense to simulate and practice, and I thought we did a pretty good job holding the run in check. We did not cover the pass very well, but that's something we didn't talk a whole lot about. So credit to North Knox coming out with a little bit of a passing game, caught us off guard a little bit. So, you know, tip of the cap to them on that one. But I thought our kids played hard, fought. We had some unfortunate bounces. That's high school football. It's big plays and turnovers. I mean, you ask anybody, it's big plays and turnovers that win high school football games, and we have not made any of them hardly this year. So we're always on the wrong side of that.
Boy, and I thought, you know, up to that point, we were clicking on all cylinders as far as, you know, kids with some of the intangibles that we talked about before the beginning of the game. You know, I saw a lot of heart, a lot of effort, lots of desire going on out there on the field tonight. And, you know, let's talk, you know, tonight was senior night, so let's talk about the impact that some of these seniors have had on this team this year and what we need to have from them for next week when we go into sectionals here at Hatchet Hollow against Gibson Southern.
Well, you know, we got to hang our hat on the fact that we played hard tonight. North Knox is a, you know, rough and tumble team. We mm-hmm. hung with them. We can't hang our heads, so the seniors have to help us with that. We got to get ready for a very good Gibson Southern team. But you said clicking on all cylinders. I honestly felt really, really good about what we were doing. And then, you know, losing Julius in the first half, the personal fouls, which we lose him for next game. And then Kevin Laguerre goes out with the separated shoulder, and we just move so many people around. We just don't have enough numbers to where when we lose two of our most valuable skill players, we just don't have enough players to put in. And then our backup actually went out on the first play of the first series of the game for a backup Y, which is what Julius runs. So we were even down a backup. And with our numbers, we just can't replace skill players or linemen for that matter. And when we do, it's just that, you know, we don't have the rhythm or synchronicity on offense that we want to have. So it was tough for us. But we can't hang our heads. We got to look to the Gibson Southern and come out here and give them a tough matchup next week.
Right. And you actually hit it on the head with a couple of the other questions I had. It was going to be the injury update on Kevin. So and I thought I saw Thorne out there possibly resetting a shoulder.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Which, wow.
It's nice to have an orthopedic surgeon on the sideline.
Yeah, I'd say it is nice, right? And I saw him out there manipulating, and you could almost see the, you know, pop back in the
You actually
spot.
Could hear it down on the sideline.
Could
so,
you really? And yeah. Kevin came over with no pain on his face.
Kevin wanted to play the next play.
Yeah, he
was
did.
Ready
I
to go.
That. I saw that.
But obviously we couldn't put him back in. We didn't have the right brace. So, you know, if we brace it, he'll be ready to go next week.
Well,
if he's eligible.
So, let's walk through this because Kelly and I weren't sure how this worked out for Julius. If I knew, you know, he got the two quarters here, does that mean he has to sit out two quarters next game or the whole game?
I think it's the whole game. Okay. Coach Browning was trying to look it up as we were at halftime. We'll figure it out, but probably not going to happen for the first half. Moving into next week. So, we just have to shift people around, and we can't do that with our numbers. So it's going to be probably two or three new skill players trying to learn, you know, the offense in 1 week. So, again, tonight was a tough loss, but we'll learn from it, move on. I told the kids in the huddle, next year this is our game.
Right.
No doubt, no question.
Oh, absolutely. And we've owned the series, too. That's something, you know, we looked up before the game. I think we were 13-4 coming into the series. So, you know, again, this will be one next year with the kids that are coming back and hopefully learning moments like Kelly and I talked about with Julius and some of the stuff that happens after the play, retaliation. And I know you, that's a big thing you talk about as well. And hopefully Julius learns from this, others learn from it as well.
We had a colorful conversation at halftime about our language and our personal fouls.
Sure.
Because it's a mental, you know, physically we have some kids that can play the game, but we are nowhere near a good football team mentally. We just make silly mistakes consistently. And I know it's a young team, but we're working with them week in and week out, and it's just, you know, it's been a long season. I've been, you know, feed the machine is the mantra of the program, and right now we need some maintenance.
Sure,
we got to take our machine into the shop and get some things fixed.
Well,
so you know that's on me, and going forward, you know, we'll correct some cultural things, and hopefully, you know, next week look to give Gibson Southern a tough game, and then moving forward, like I said, shift some things culturally and be ready for next season.
Well, and you know, to end on some good notes here, though, I will say, even with the field being wet and a little slick, Trey Reed can throw the ball. Holy cow, he's got an arm. And I tell you what, Jacob Mason stepped up with some big catches, too. And I think, you know, with a dry field, we might see Trey doing a little bit more of that next week. And, you know, as a positive, you got to feel pretty good where Trey has come from last week to where he is now with the reads and, you know, getting pressure.
Trey is a supreme athlete. He's a very good athlete on the field. He's a good leader. He processes the information at quarterback really well. Going into this year, I had the idea that we were going to run a power spread. So to run a power spread, you need a running quarterback. Not that Trey can't run, but he's just not that physical runner. He's more of your pro-style drop-back passer.
Yeah.
So, you know, moving forward, there's some things we have to change as far as the offense goes, but that's stuff I have to do in the offseason that's hard to do from on one week to next week basis.
Yep.
He can throw the ball. He can wing it from sideline to sideline. There is not a throw that I'm afraid to call for him. So, yeah, next week hopefully the field will be dry. And that was actually the game plan going in tonight. We wanted to throw the ball a lot more than we did. We knew Kevin's speed would give them some problems. We were going to try to get the ball to him on the perimeter with some swings and some screens and let Trey throw some slants and some bubbles and things like that to get the ball on the perimeter and let our athletes run, but we started losing our athletes.
Yeah.
The game plan changes, and then we had Jaden at running back, and he's more downhill between the tackles. So they adjusted, and they stopped us there, and we just couldn't punch the ball in, and then we had to block punt, and it just went downhill pretty quick. Snowballed on us.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I won't keep you any longer, and once again, thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Good luck next week. And I'm back here again with Kelly Brashear, as we're the voice of the Hatchets. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout from our post game show here as you're listening to 107.9 FM WAMW.
Pamper your lawn this fall to promote a lush green carpet in the spring. Heller's Lawn Pro knows that this is the time to repair summer damage to your lawn by aerating, fertilizing, and spraying weeds. Got leaves? Heller's will do fall cleanup and winterize your landscape so it will be healthier and have fewer weeds in the spring. For home or business, call Heller's Lawn Pro at 610-0055. That's 610-0055. Your lawn will thank you.
Fall harvest is underway in our area. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy, reminding you to be cautious of slow-moving vehicles, large implements, and farm trucks on the roads around you. Farmers are our livelihood, and so are you. We need all of you to keep our country moving forward. So watch your speed, keep your lights on, and be aware of your surroundings. Let's do our part to make this a safe and fruitful harvest for everyone.
Freddy Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated, fueling your everyday life.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is number 10, Jaden Penley. You're listening to Hatchet Football on WAMW.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Hatchet Hollow. This is Gary Isaac, joined by Kelly Brashear. As you're listening to Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW, we're here in the post-game show. We're going to wrap up here with a few closing words of wisdom from Kelly. Kelly, we kind of talked a little bit about sectionals next week with Gibbs and Southern. We saw Trey Reed with his second stint here at quarterback, and some good things from Trey going forward. And you know, you got to be a little excited about the fact that he can throw it downfield the way he can. And then also, you know, there's still some question marks too. Is Kevin going to be 100% next week with a shoulder that just got set back in place? Yes, there's braces for that. And then you also question Julius Hardeman. Is he going to be back at all next week? So go ahead, and I'll let you give your words of wisdom on that.
Julius is situation, I would need to look that up in the rule book, because he was ejected in the first half, which means he's already sat out two quarters. I'm thinking he sits out two quarters next week and can play in the second half, but I'm not sure about that.
That's what I was leaning toward, yes.
And then with Kevin, well, as Jake said, he wanted to go back in the very next play.
Tough kid.
He might be one of those guys that heals quickly too.
Yeah.
So I would anticipate him playing next week. You know, I said near the end of the game here that Dalton Irvin came off the field holding his shoulder, or holding his arm as if it was a shoulder injury, so that might be a concern as well. But regardless, you have to have a great week of practice preparing for an incoming Gibson Southern, who this year has, I don't want to say struggled, but I don't think they've been quite as dominant as they have in Southern Indiana as they have in the last, 3 years?
Right.
But, you know, the teams that they have lost to, Memorial being one of them, is no slouch. Memorial is unbelievable this year. So, you know, you got to have a great week of practice. You got to have a great attitude. You have to have kids believing that they can compete. And then just, you know, let it all hang out next Friday night.
Sure. And, you know, before we close here, Kelly, I was going to give some area scores because, you know, obviously it's of interest, because normally in the Big Eight you've got some of your traditional powerhouses that win the Big Eight.
Mm-hmm.
And Boonville did what they needed to do tonight, came on top, finished on top of Mount Carmel 40-12 in a final. So congratulations to Boonville. I don't think they've ever won the Big Eight, have they?
If they did, it would have been close to the inception time of the Big Eight, but not that I can remember. No,
and
they've had some good teams, but I to my knowledge, they've never won the Big Eight.
I gotcha. And then Gibson Southern finished up strong against Southridge. They won 31-14.
That one kind of surprises.
So Southridge is not a bad football team.
No. Gibson Southern might be peaking at the right time too.
Vincennes is going to end up victorious over Princeton 22-16, and then Jasper 48-13 over Mount Vernon. Memorial 32-0 over Castle, which Castle's
wow.
A good team.
Yes, they are.
Memorial is very good.
They
for
are
3A.
A machine. They are a machine.
Central 40-0 over North. So Central's a good team.
Yeah, Central's a good team.
Wrights beat Modern Day 35-7. So, you know, again, that closes out some of the area scores. Bossy, they're up 21-6 over Harrison.
Do you have did Pike Central end up beating North Posey?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, let me look that one up for you real quick. North Posey ended up winning 34-13, so I'm not sure what Pike Central did there at the end.
Something turned around quickly. There,
it was 13-7.
So. Wow.
So we're going to close out here, Kelly, and I want to thank you on behalf of WAMW for joining me this week. It's been a pleasure of mine to have you up here, because you're a good friend of mine, and I've had fun with you up here, and maybe we can have you on as another guest at some point.
I appreciate the kind words, and I've had a blast. Talking football with you is something that you and I do all the time. We live two houses apart from one another, so we get together and we just love talking about X's and O's. And just really enjoyed tonight, and really enjoyed the way the kids, you know, played hard tonight.
They really did. And we've seen them. You saw them on film. I've seen them in person a lot, and the intangibles tonight really showed effort-wise. Mm-hmm. We talked about that a lot.
Yes.
No, I was proud of the way they played, too. And
couple bad breaks.
Yes, it was. And unfortunately, if you didn't hear, we did lose to North Knox 24-14, and we'll be back here next week as we take on Gibson Southern to start sectional play here at Hatchet Hollow. And on behalf of myself, Gary Iza, and Kelly Brashear, we're going to sign off with Memories 107.9 FM WAMW.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova.